It's so hot out.
Oh, by the way, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace. We'll talk about them again in a second.
It's so hot. I can't believe it's... I think it gets hot every year about this time.
Oh, I've forgotten that everybody lives in California. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Last week, I gave a shout-out to Philadelphia and Chicago. This week, I give a little shout-out to my Californians. These ads are good to do. They give me practice. Squarespace. You know, it's all in one. It's a platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website online portfolio. Now, listen, I'm almost tired of arguing with people. Like, they want it to look good, but then they do. You know, I'm going to say it. I don't know if the people at Squarespace want me to say this, but you do your own. It looks like shit. You know, you're probably like, well, what's Squarespace? Go look. You might at the end of it go, oh, my God, I'm really glad I did that. Maybe you won't. Maybe you won't. But guess what? You will. That's the story you'll tell. You'll be like, you know what? My website, it looked like my portfolio. It looks, looked crappy. No wonder I wasn't getting any business. You know, it starts, how much a month? What's it, about 50 bucks a month? I don't have the copy in front of me. Is it about 50 bucks a month?
Todd, it's $8.
$8, shut up. How am I going to make money? It's incredible. It's easy to use. Some places they say it's easy to use, and then you get there like, this ain't easy to use. It's easy to use. Even I was flipping around over there. You want to start with a trial? Is that, no, I don't know. Maybe that's what you're saying. Hey, can I start with a trial? Yeah. And we don't want your credit card either. We don't need it. That's not a free trial. Okay, give us your credit card. Fuck off. I'm sorry. That wasn't nice in an ad. I'm saying it as a positive way. Free trial, here's what you do. Free trial and you get 10% off. Go to squarespace.com and use the offer and use offer code GLASS8. I don't even know what that means. I'm going to read exactly what it says here. For free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code GLASS8. GLASS8. Use offer code GLASS8. It's everything you need to create your exceptional website. Thanks, Aristotle. Oh, no, that was a note he wrote on here for me. All right. You might say that was an ad, but you know what? It's also not only an ad. It's from my heart. It's from my heart and soul. Squarespace has been like a parent to me. When nobody else cared, they did. All right, enough with that. I'll watch. I'll get a memo back. Yeah, Todd, don't curse in the ads. All right, listen. Dave Koechner was our guest today. Fun. It's a long show. You know, I thought about like doing Monday an episode, like breaking it up. But look, my audience are mature adults. I know there's a few people that I get it. It's just, but some people listen to it all week on the train, back and forth. Some people here, some people there. I thought about, well, let me make it easier. I get it. It's hard to break it up sometimes. Well, other people are listening going, what's so hard to break it up? You listen and you pause it. And if it's so, if you're like, I don't know where to pause it, it's so good. Well, Steve, you're having a wedding, and I said I was going to give you some advice for your wedding and some music, and I'm going to give you more than you want, but we're going to do it on next week's show, on the opening. I don't want to do it on the opening here. It's too much. I'm going to go off. You're going to be very happy. Anybody having a wedding is going to like to hear what I have to say on next week's show. I'm going to go over the room, the music, the band, if you have a DJ. We're going to get into it. That guy is not deaf. We'll talk about that on next week's show, and I was very glad. I think somebody said he was like basically laying down tracks, and he just whatever, blah, 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 bing, bang, boom. We'll talk about Bob Dylan. It wasn't the person that yelled that he sucks. I got the details on that. Whitney Gold. Am I saying your name right?
We're talking about when I was younger, I, dot, dot, dot. She thought that she was amazed how good Ferris Bueller could sing Twist and Shout. I like that. It's adorable. It's adorable. So Dave Koechner. Dave Koechner. And then Tom Martin was sitting in, and it's a very long show. I still not have heard from the people of Shure Microphones. Maybe you need to say something like, hey, Todd's jealous that Chris Hardwick over at the Chris Hardwick Studios, they have better mics than him. I'm still under the Chris Hardwick Nerdist umbrella. Somebody from Shure, please call me. Please. I don't want your microphones for any other reason, but they're... Well, look, the most important thing is the quality of a microphone, how it makes you sound. We all know. There's a reason we all know the name Shure. There is, seriously. It's just gravy that they look cool, too. And you know, everybody likes gravy. Everybody on their French fries. Brown gravy. Extra brown gravy. I'm in a good mood. I'm at Largo tonight. Sarah Silverman and friends. Well, I was at Largo last night, I mean. Alrighty. Slow down. Talk to people when you're at the... Hang up your phone on the register. Talk to the person ringing you out. Ask them how they're doing. You don't have to over-chat. Just how you doing today? That's it. Hang up your phone. Slow down. Tell people you're proud of them. A.K.A. Uncle Frank, Jimmy Kimmel. And appreciate the emails. You want to know something? You're very sweet. And you're sweet, you pile of shit. I toughen it up a little. Alrighty. You hear what I'm saying? Just let it go. Seriously. Let it go. Enjoy. Just. I gotta go. I really do have to go. Enjoy the show. Aristotle, roll it in. Lyricist Joe, you're great. Now roll it in. The show we shot with Eddie Pepitone is now on YouTube. We did it like 2 months ago. Remember that one? Okay, now roll it in. And there's a funny video that we did from the cartoon with Sarah Silverman and Kyle. Done again. Okay, now roll it in. Oh, my God, you're going to kill me. I forgot one more thing. In the cartoons that VPN does, which, by the way, Video Podcast Network, I love that they do those cartoons for me. I really... They do it all creatively themselves. They're great. In there, you'll see there's Andy Dick in the scene. Yes, that is Andy Dick. He said it was okay. They did it, I guess, just to be silly. And a lot of people were going, is that supposed to be Andy Dick? Yes. So you'll see. And, I guess they just, I don't know why they did it, but Andy Dick said it was all right. Just wanted you to know. Okay. Enjoy the show. Bye. Roll it in, Aristotle.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Get, play him in, goddammit! Come on! Come on! What the fuck? Get him, put his hand, play his name! He's going instrument to instrument. Helping out. I didn't know he could play piano. Just Dave on piano. Back in.
Get a new fucking piano. That
how dare you? Oh, look at that. Oh.
I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. Matter of fact, let's. Do you want to take a break and say hi for 2 seconds, or do you want to go
no,
right
you
in?
Do what you want. Let's go. I'm the guy that's late.
You're fucking professional.
I apologize to the band. I didn't know this was a fucking real show.
You don't have to apologize. We are all in a great mood. We're happy you're here.
All right.
It's a good energy.
All right.
You're a good person. I could tell over
I'm
the
trying.
Years. You're a good guy.
I was 3 minutes earlier than what I showed up because I pulled into this lot. And I'm like, what?
No, let me tell you. Okay, so hold on. Let me relax. Let me.
Does your audience know where you are?
Hold on. Let me put my fan underneath.
Now you can take a break. All right, here's the 2 minutes I wanted. You've got a band.
Let me tell you something.
And a really good one.
They you know what? It's very fun. Like you go 2, 3, 4, do that same song. Watch how you want to cut them off. It's fun. They give them the cut off.
Not my show.
Okay, hold on. It's fun.
My only question is this.
What, Dave? Dave Koechner.
The nickname of the horn player is his nickname Lips.
The horn player, actually, his name is Gabe.
Nope. You know who he is to me?
Lips.
The fucking horn player.
How about Gabe the Lips, the horn player?
What's
that
up, Lips?
Playing that horn, that's like a...
Yeah.
Hey, no offense to the other two guys, because I know already, you know, Aaron's like, you know, Keys ain't no fucking walk in the park either.
But forever known as the other two guys.
Look at the
that
hair.
One.
No, it's Gabe. Let's give him a round of applause. Gabe on horns.
Come on.
Give it Aaron, up. Aaron on keys.
Come on.
And Greg on drums.
Just so you know, he's reading it.
Shut the fuck up.
You guys thought he knew who you were.
Why is everything... I thought you were
nice.
Spiritually evolved.
I'm getting there.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good to see you.
Look at... This is a production.
This is... I'm very excited you're here.
Do the people know... Look at this tattoo. Is that new?
Yes.
All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about.
All right. I don't know.
So let's slow down a little.
This normally goes an hour. Tonight's 3 hours.
Take a deep breath.
Who did that? Did you do that? Did you do that?
I didn't know.
Feel it. Feel it. Come on.
Tonight we're going 3 hours. All right, listen. First of all, is it hot in here? Or do you think it's comfortable?
It's just us.
Whew, Jesus. I might have to take a break and switch shirts. Look, we have a... I don't know where to start, but let's go slow. I need to...
Okay.
Let me just wipe my face a little.
Who are these people?
Okay. Oh, there's so many people here. I don't even know if I want to put you through. But, like, that's your manager.
Our.
What if you didn't know that was your manager?
Our.
Our what?
There was one time I did have a manager years ago, not this one, who I hadn't kind of met. I'd met once, and I saw him at a show, and I'm like... He's like, hey. I'm like, I look at him like, who the fuck are you?
I'm your manager. Can I tell who it is? Can you tell me who it is?
No, later, off the air.
Now, you're from Tipton, Missouri.
Jesus,
is that true?
I thought
right, there we go. Alex told me that 1 minute before you walked in.
I will say this. We have the best fucking manager, though.
You know why?
Whether he's here or not, I would say that.
Let me tell you something. Right. I don't mind. Can we get a little nice piano music in the background when we say nice things about our manager?
Why don't you say his name?
Alex Murray.
Yay.
You know, here's what I try to say. Tell me if you echo my feelings.
Yes.
I don't mind. I'm negative sometimes. I like to complain. But I also like
me
to get equal to being positive.
Yep.
Alex is a good manager because he's a good manager on the technical end of it.
Yep.
But he's also a decent human being.
More than.
Am I right?
Yep.
So what
that's
the fuck
true.
You got to say after that?
I say I echo your sentiments, and I say it's the first time I've ever had a fucking manager. That's honestly what I say.
That knows what he's doing.
I've never had a manager.
Wait a second.
As far as I'm concerned, because I've had 5.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time I'm like, oh!
I feel bad when I meet people that have shitty managers.
Yes.
They go, they're all the same, and I go, well, they're not.
And then I say, no, I don't have one, because you can't fucking have mine. I'm not going to invite people into this party.
Can I tell you something?
Right?
Alex, shut your ears. That's why I tell everybody.
Right.
I go, he's not good.
He's not very good. He's awful.
He goes to fucking... gay bathhouses.
Right.
Gets his dick sucked.
You know, how do I know that? Because I've seen him there.
Okay, listen. We did something special for you.
Okay.
I hope you like it.
Whatever it is, I like it.
Everybody's here. Everybody's good. This is the normal ritual I do every week. But
right.
I did an intro for you.
Okay.
Which I said, make it extra special.
Aww.
You know? So let's... Can you bring... Hold on. Let me get this going here. Hold on. I just want to make sure it's right. Can you bring me in with a little something over there? Greg, give me a little beat. All right. And you want to bring in?
Oh, I need headphones?
The office, the middle, who's Talladega, anchorman, runner, and... There's a guest called Dave Hector. That's who we wanted.
Wow.
You to get into bits with Todd on this week's podcast. The Office, the Middle Moon, Talladega, Anchorman, Verona, and Comedy Bang Bang.
Folks, there are bubbles everywhere in the room.
Your manager said that you have to have bubbles.
Yeah. Wow.
Here on the Todd Glass Show. Dave Kipper, he's on the Todd Glass Show.
That was beautiful. Who did the high part?
Oh, the lyricist Joe. We used to call him Jingle Joe, but if he's sending us stuff like that, you got to call him lyricist Joe.
He's pretty good.
Do you want to hear that again?
Later. Now I feel even worse for being late. I was 15 minutes
you're
late.
Let me tell you something. Everything's good. My crotch is uncomfortable.
All right.
You know when your crotch is uncomfortable?
You think it's uncomfortable now. Wait till we revisit the bathhouse.
Hey, do you know Tom Martin?
I go way back.
He sits in with
many
me.
Many times.
He said, me and Keck were old pals.
Way back.
All right.
I heard Tom Martin from Geraldine Supernova. And
who is Alex's assistant, who is another A++.
Yep. Don't know why she's working with him.
Thank you.
Or,
oh my God.
She doesn't know how good she is either.
You think the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like she could ever imagine.
Keep this team together. You guys are going nowhere. Keep helping me out.
All right, so let's just go. You know what? I don't want to get too. I get crazy with the jingle, so I didn't know what to do.
I love it.
You do.
I love music. Come on, all of it.
Let's play the other thing that we were going to do for him. Is this good?
Yes.
You like this one better? Pick the one you like the best.
Wow.
But it's hard to hear it. Let's hear it through the headphones. Now, you know, I don't play the next one. I'm going to get this right. I don't give a shit. Come on, Lynn. Stop with your bit. No. Play the other one.
How many did you do?
I did a lot.
Yeah. It's more appropriate.
Yeah. David Keckner's here on the Todd Glass Show. I like this one. Girl. All right, let's start the show.
Damn.
Oh, can we start the show?
That's impressive.
We have to roll in the intro, and then I'm all yours. I'm 100%. We're going to be silly. We're going to have fun. And this is what this show is. Oh, I'm so sick of it.
Are you?
No, I love it.
Me too already. I just got.
Wait a second. I was just joking.
I
think I caught you.
I'm supporting your joke.
No.
I'm supporting, yes.
I know.
All right.
All right. Let's do the opening of the show. Right. That was a cold opening. Hold on. Pause the cold open. Pause that. That's a cold opening.
We'll cut it later.
So, don't worry. I think it's a really rock solid show. You'll go, don't worry. We'll slice out all the shit later.
All right. So let's start.
Here we go.
Okay, this is the opening of the show. This is just going to have to play. It's what we play every week, but we stopped playing it, and people were furious.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
If you don't fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd, hey, it's Zach. No, Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
It must be good.
Hello, this is Todd. Is David Keckner on the show today?
If you don't want me to do
that's right, I got that button. It makes it sound like a phone.
Are you Phil Henry?
Hi, it's David Keckner.
You want me to beg?
Are we here for Roy?
I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show.
Because you're mean. Because you're mean, Mark. You're not nice. You tricked me.
Can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors,
Glass Show.
All right. Our guest today is David Koechner. I like your name. It's easy to say.
Oh, my God.
David Koechner.
Yeah, so easy. David Koechner? Koechner? How do you say it? I quit. I give up. That's what the public says.
God bless David
God bless
Koechner.
You. God bless hey. You. Let's all over God bless him.
If you
God
believe
bless
in it.
You.
Bless
God bless
you.
Thank you.
Please bless God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless David Koechner.
Wow.
God bless him. God, no, seriously, may the Lord look upon David Koechner and bless his sneeze.
I wish I had two more.
What makes David Koechner angry? It goes into very generic questions.
Gosh, you know, that's a good question.
Here's the way I like to start the interviews.
Are these your questions?
Well, they're not really.
Can you still read? Can you still see?
I'm all right, but I can't read even when I could see.
Bing bong. I can't see. How old are you?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth.
About your vision or your age?
About my vision.
All right.
Come on. Be realistic.
I just turned 51.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you look great.
I know.
Do you get a raspberry facial? Something. How many kids do you have? How many kids do you have, seriously?
I don't even know what sex position that is.
What was the thing you said you could do before? The after he said that. Say your line
again.
Come
on, lips.
I don't know how many.
I don't even know what sex position that is.
That was
the soundtrack
great.
To my life.
What if that was your doorbell at your house?
I would love it.
Someone comes up to your front door, they press it.
God, that'd be awesome.
Enough with the jokes. Now, I don't normally ask typical. I had a few drinks before you got here. That's what happened because you're late.
Why are we having them now? I know, I was very late.
Do you like to have a drink?
I sometimes try to quit.
Oh, I got you some. I got you some sparkling.
I love that. They told me. Sparkling water. Yes, thank you. That's so sweet.
By the way,
I've got the sparkling water, but poor directions. Yes.
But would you like a jacket? Would you like a shot of Jack Daniels?
Yes, folks, there's a whole bar here. This is a very nice setup. Has anyone gone through and described for your listeners the amazing setup you have here above Blacksport Motors?
We do put some.
Why? Why?
That sound. I can't have anybody clinking glasses.
Did you put the glass so loudly?
Christ, give me a fucking handful of nuts and let me eat them. This guy will go crazy.
What does that mean by a handful of nuts? Because I have a joke about rich people jiggle their nuts. No, I'm serious. Rich people, they do walk around, they jiggle their nuts.
No,
it's a thing.
It drives my wife crazy when I eat pistachios in her presence, and she has to leave the room.
Wait, hold on. I love that. Now you're putting a little Perrier. I love that you're having a nice drink. It's all right. By the way, I'm not a big drinker, so I don't think I'm like an alcoholic that wants to bring everybody aboard.
I am. I'm trying to stop. Go ahead.
All right. Can I tell you a compliment?
Yes.
Because, you know, like, it goes back. And
there's
a
difference here, listeners, and for the good listeners, there's a difference between what Todd Glass just said. Can I tell you a compliment and can I give you a compliment? So we don't know who this is going to be for.
Can I tell you
how to give a person a compliment?
Do you like Brian Regan? I want to compliment him.
Yes.
Oh, you wait. We're going to play a Brian Regan clip. You're going to love it in a second. But hold on.
All right.
I'm going to say this because I think it's good to say. Like I said, if you complain a lot and you're negative, you're like, every bone, you don't even have to look at me when I say this. I just want to say it.
Right.
Every bone in your body is funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you are a funny motherfucker.
That means a
lot. And I think you're also a kind person. And that fucking hit a home run for me. Not because of it, because I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
Not great. We don't hang out that often. But whenever you're around, you're kind, you're gentle, you're caring. I like that about you. And I want to say that. Also, it reminds me, even every little fucking thing you do. We went on last night, me and young Jake, who works here. This is young Jake. Right. And we saw the character you do, Roy.
Yeah.
We're like, shut the fuck up. Every little thing about, first of all, can I break it down why
yes.
it makes me laugh?
Yes.
It's also, I'm a very empathetic person, but her breasts, it's a girl, right?
It's a guy.
Oh, it is a guy? Oh, well, I thought it was a guy at first, but then I looked down and saw her breasts.
Well, it's not a great fat suit. It's what I could afford. Come on, folks.
I feel horrible.
Why?
It doesn't negate the compliment.
Roy's not a real person.
Well, you're right.
Fat
thank
suit,
you. Because
page
you know,
boy haircut? Yes, go ahead.
It's just the little expressions. We watched it and we kept pausing
it. Oh, good.
And we kept going, shut the fuck up. And we would rewind it or, well, rewind it.
Yeah.
Whatever he does on the computer.
Right.
And just you know, just it's good stuff.
Thank you.
And I know that's not, like, you're like, out of all my body of work, that's what
no,
you
no,
choose.
No, I love it. I'm very happy. It's, yeah. It's not known at all. So thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, so enough of that.
But you know how much I love you, and I'll just say this, folks. I
oh, yeah.
Well,
there's nothing
shit.
Wrong with passing around
but
some
I
nice
love
words.
But I love Todd Glass. Very few people make me just lose it in a comedy club watching a person like Todd Glass does. And I mean that. I've said that to Geraldine Supernova, have I not?
I told this.
One of my favorites ever is Todd Glass.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back right after this. We're with Dave Koechner as our guest. We'll be right back right after this.
There's another song?
Koechner. Oh, David Koechner's here on the Todd Glass Show.
Wow.
What's your prized possession? By the way, this is half of a joke when I ask these questions.
I'm supposed to say my wife and kids. Right?
No. Say whatever you want. I know you
I
love them.
One. I don't have one. I don't have a thing that I covet so much.
What would you do if you couldn't do comedy?
I guess restaurant management.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
No, no. Are you serious?
I mean, that's what I thought. Like, fuck, if there's nothing else, I guess I'd do that.
Oh, I meant it different. I thought it would be exciting to do.
Oh, no. I mean, I, not to disparage restaurant managers, but come on. That's a lot of hours.
It is.
I just face it, a lot of temptation.
I just like the idea of an idea. Wait, what did you say? I almost missed it, but everybody here laughed, and I knew I missed something.
Yeah, what kind of temptation?
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
I guess food?
No, you mean the waitresses?
I think you'd be in trouble working those kind of hours in close proximity with people that are basically Irish travelers. They're gypsies, right? Come on, aren't all wait staff that? No, but I don't know what I would be doing. I guess sales.
Hold on.
You and I'd both be in sales, right?
I think
we'd be the greatest car salesman. I love him. He can't close. But goddamn it. Oh, he's fun to have on the lot.
That would be my one thing. I would hope people would be like, oh, he's fun to have around.
Yeah.
Or like Morgan Murphy once said, people said you'd be funny if you worked at a regular job. Or you'd be like, he's so weird. It might not be like.
No, we'd be the funniest guys in the office.
By the way, I get, so you know, in the context that I answer these questions, they're somewhat very stereotypical questions, and which I don't normally ask. But just so you know, in the context of how I'm asking these questions,
yes.
3 weeks ago, I was interviewed, and someone asked me these questions. And I went,
perfect.
At the end of the interview, it was a girl who went to University of and I forget what university she went to. And I go, I liked some of your questions. So I asked her if she could send me a copy of them. So I don't normally go through these, but I want to.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place you ever traveled to?
Anywhere with my family. I went to Ireland once with, and I don't want to say it because it's name droppy, but
say it.
Okay, Will Ferrell and Adam McKay and Tom Giannis. We the year I was on Saturday Night Live, we took a trip to Ireland, the four of us, and we're all big guys, and four big guys in a Toyota Corolla driving on the wrong side of the road, and we didn't make one reservation. We got to the Shannon Airport. Shannon, obviously. It's on the west coast of Ireland. And then we got the map out. And we didn't have one place to stay. We just got in the car and started driving. And we would just drive to what do they call them? I guess bed and breakfast, like hotels.
And did you meet people?
I guess.
And and what year was this?
96.
96. Yeah. So did you – 96. I don't know where you guys were all at in your careers then.
We just started. It was the first year for Will on Saturday Night Live and my only year on Saturday Night Live. And so we just went to bed and breakfast, just found places to stay, and we were obnoxious Americans.
And you had a good time.
Oh, my God, we had a good time.
And you were you married then or were you not married?
No, no, no.
You're married now, though.
Yes.
And you have kids?
Five.
You have five kids?
Mm-hmm. Really?
How old are they?
Charlie's 14, Margot's 11, Sergeant and Audrey are twins, they're 7, and Eve is 2.5.
Holy shit.
I know.
Where do you live? I mean, you know, not the street, but.
above Black Sport Motors. we live in the valley, a real hipster area. over there.
You want to play one more for him? Here's why not? Thing. What are we holding back for?
Let me tell you something. When Eve graduates high school.
Hold on, pause this.
Bing bong. I will be 66 years old.
You know what? Can I say? Can I be positive?
Yes.
You take care. You know, you take care of yourself.
I do. I'm sitting here drinking.
But you look good. I think you look good. You have good skin. I'm going to be honest with you.
I do. I do look good. I do work out most days. I do most days. I've had a little bit of a rough run because I just had a birthday, so I let myself have some fun for the last 4 days.
No bullshit.
No bullshit.
On my mom's health.
Yeah.
You know, your skin looks good. Mm-hmm. You look healthy.
Thank you.
So I think you're doing all right. Whatever you're
good.
Doing.
In my mind, I'm going to live to 100.
Well, I think you
I
might.
Believe that. I believe that.
What got us into this conversation we were just saying? Because I wanted to react to something.
My daughter's so young. 5 kids.
Oh, well, how old you'll be. Yeah. Well, with science today.
Yes.
You know, if you have to take care of yourself.
Yep.
Plus with science, I think you're going to be fine.
I agree.
You're going to be how old when your daughter is graduating?
66.
You're going to be fine.
From high school. We do happen to live in a very sweet spot age. Between what year were you born? Oh, we're going to get him, folks.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, I'll tell you. Give me, like, make a lot of noise in the band, like, when I go to tell them, like, there's coincidentally was a problem with the band, okay? Oh, I don't mind telling you how old I am. Just
playing. When'd you get all these tattoos?
I did it about a year ago.
I really like it. I think I've seen it another time.
Thank you.
Did you do it all at once? Have you posted the pictures of the tattoos for your fans?
I did it when I was in Philadelphia because it was Tattoos Days on WMMR, President's Eve in Philadelphia, and they did it. You know, I didn't
is
have to pay
for
it.
Is that where they shoot you in the ass with the BB gun?
No. This is no.
I've done that show.
No. They would. I don't think they do that. I don't know if they do that. I don't think they do that.
All right.
But they did it on the air. You know, they have a live stream of the show, and they did it. I did it in 2 visits.
That's pretty impressive. So their people do have access to that tattoo.
I liked it. I think it makes me look like I fix motorcycles.
Favorite town to do stand up in for you?
Oh, look at you. My favorite town to do stand up in. Well, I always say, it's so hard.
So maybe is it too because you don't
Minneapolis or Washington D.C.
Really, both great towns.
Acme. I always say it's not the town, David. And tell me what you think of this. I always think it's the comedy club. If you open up a comedy club and what you seem and you perceive to be an eclectic, cool town with you know whatever, but the comedy club doesn't police hecklers, you'll have a shitty club,
right?
So I think the clubs that are good, it's not necessary. You know why I came to this conclusion? When I used to go to the Mall of America and work at a comedy club there, I thought, oh, Minneapolis sucks. I would have never left and went,
right.
Well, maybe if they had a hip club, it would be a good city. No, Minneapolis, they're dumb. I was so wrong because then I go to Acme in Minneapolis, and they're brilliant. Okay. So it's the club they more than the city. Right. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, you'd know more than I would because you've done so much more than I have.
Thank you. That's what I was fucking baiting you
right?
to say.
That's what we got.
Tom said you wouldn't agree with me.
No, of course I'll agree with anything.
I said it before you were here. Can we roll in that clip? Do you mind if I roll in something I said before you were here?
I don't mind.
I was roaming around the room.
I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear it.
Well, it's complimentary to you, but I also did roll into that.
All right.
Play. It's you know what it is.
Come on, Jake. Play it. Guy.
And I'm going to tell you when Kendu gets here, I know he's done more acting than me, but that fucking pile of shit better admit that when it comes to working clubs, I know a little bit more than him. Sure, I know it. I know he's done this and he's done that. But when that fucking pile of shit sits down, he better fucking acknowledge that when it comes to the comedy club scene, I know more than him.
If I live to be 100, I still will not know as much as you do about the comedy club scene. And you are one of my favorites.
Did you see the Miley Cyrus thing?
I don't care.
Good. I like that. That's all we need to discuss. Can I say one thing about it?
Yes.
I was more offended that her tongue sticking out wasn't sexual. I don't care about her age. If it was sensual, I'd be all right with it.
It seemed a bit...
Look, by the way, that's what your press person sent me to ask you. I like the way you act like you didn't want to be asked it.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, Paige called me. What is Paige like?
Paige is our assistant.
Yeah, what is Paige like? She seems sweet on the phone.
Yeah, she's very nice, and she's studying comedy and trying to make her way in that business.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to like this. There's a college kid. He goes to the university. I should have written it down. He goes to college.
He goes to university, let's say it, because we're European.
And his name is Brandon F.
Okay.
And he broke his leg because he's painting houses. And he said, I thought, what? He will never think that we are going to right now for the next whatever.
Right.
Talk about Brandon.
Right.
He's not in the hospital, but he's laying at home. He's got a broken leg. And I thought we could just keep him company for a while.
Why not?
He gets to have you keep him company.
Is this true?
Yes, yes.
He broke his leg.
He broke his leg. He's in college.
He's up there, and he's on a ladder.
His story was this. He was up on a ladder. Basically, it's a very simple story. The ladder gave. He fell. He broke his leg. And he goes, I've been home, and I've been not being able to move around that much. He can obviously has crutches, I would imagine.
Right.
But he goes, it's not easy for me. You know? So the way he explained it in his email, that his cast goes all the way up. So
all I think about is when people have casts like that, they itch.
Oh.
Right.
David, when I was a certain age and I found out people got casts and they used to have to take a hanger and stick them into to get the itch, it freaked me the fuck out, the itch of a cast.
Right.
Did you ever have a cast?
I did not. I've never broken a bone.
And
I broke my shoulder, but not a bone.
Well, why does that seem worse?
It was.
Well, how'd you break your shoulder?
I fell off a roof. But let's talk about Brandon.
You know, you're a doll. You know, Brandon thought those motherfuckers, they were already moved on to Kechner's goddamn shoulder. Poor Brandon laying in his bed at home with his broken leg.
And he's a young kid. He's at university. He's working the summer job painting, which my understanding is painting is one of the worst jobs because it's just so goddamn boring.
Painting
first, you've got to scrape, right? Which is fuck all awful.
Uh-huh.
Especially in the summertime. And this guy, I'm guessing, is from the Midwest?
I don't remember.
I'm going to guess he is.
Yeah. I thought he said University of Miami in Ohio, but that might just be a school I remember going to.
Midwest. So he's sweating his balls off scraping. Then he's up on a rickety ladder.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes, please do. About Brandon?
It has to do with University of Miami in Ohio.
Okay.
Nah, never mind.
Yes.
Well, when I was there, I went. Never mind.
Nope.
It doesn't matter.
Quick sidebar.
I stayed at these girls' houses. Now, they didn't know that I was...
What's the long pause about? You're gay? Who cares?
They didn't know. I know, but for me, it's hard to say.
Is it still hard?
No, not... My life is awesome, but it's still hard for me. Like, maybe I'm half comedic about it.
Because you don't know if people are going to be completely...
Oh, no, our audience fucking knows.
Authentic.
But okay. Maybe I'm being half silly. So anyway, but they didn't know... And I said I had a girlfriend, right? So they're probably, these three girls.
So they think they're going to have to work harder. They had no idea how hard they were going to have to work.
Well, I was probably 29 at the time, 28. So I said that I had a girlfriend. That way they wouldn't hit on me.
Right.
But then they probably thought, this guy's got the coolest girlfriend in the world. You know, she never calls. He lets him stay in the room with three college girls, and they don't complain or anything. And that was at the University of Miami in Ohio. Uh-huh. That's why I'm thinking, is that the name in my head? And then I got in trouble by the college board, NACA, because I'm not allowed to stay with three girls. You know, I got in trouble because, you know, that's not good conduct.
Right.
But I wanted to say at that point, although I couldn't have,
right.
Believe me, everybody's going to be fine here. So, but someone said, you know, was that embarrassing? Like, are you kidding me? I talked about that story for 3 years. I go, people would ask me, hey, how'd you have fun there? I guess you heard about me and the three college girls. You know, a cop would pull me over. Is this about the college girls in the University of Miami in Ohio? You know, my brother, anything that happened in my life.
Any conduit to that story.
Yeah. My brother, hey, are you still doing college shows? Did mom tell you I'm fucking hot girls in Miami, University of Miami? Ohio? So anyway,
how
Brandon.
How many kids in your family?
I have three brothers.
Yep.
And I have a stepbrother. My mom is 70, but when she was 55, she got remarried.
Still hot.
Oh, my mom. If you saw her.
Where'd you grow up?
My mom? What is she? Hold on. Let's do it again. Ask me what my mom looks like.
What's your mom look like?
I bet you're sorry you told me you could do that before David got here. But I swear to God, on my health, before you got here, he goes, hey, Todd, look what I could do. So now I'm working into the show.
I love it.
And he's tired of it.
Well, too bad, Lips. You're going to be on it all night long, baby.
Lips McGillicuddy.
So your mother gets remarried at 55.
And I have a stepbrother now.
Begat a stepbrother. Okay.
Yeah, who I loved because we were all too old to get us each other to do anything.
Yeah.
So my mom got remarried. I must have been 33.
And now I have a stepbrother who's 18.
Wow.
So, like, when we were home for Christmas, I would be like, Steve, go into the garage and get soda.
Oh, my God. Like, I mean, that's what it was. Yeah, oh, my God. That's what the bonus was?
Yeah. All my brothers would be like, this is the great, because my little brother, Corey, he was already too old to be doing that shit. You know, he was the youngest
this
one by 5 years.
Going, what the fuck did my dad get me into?
We ran him rampant. Oh. We'd be like, little Steve, can you start my car? Little like, you know, when it's Steve. Cold in the winter? He's still little Steve to me, and he's like 33 now, I guess, or 32. But anyway, that's not enough of that.
All right.
Do you have any more?
What do you have? What do you have?
What do you have?
What's?
Uh-oh. Now this is, I hope you like this.
Hey, Todd Glass, I know you wanted some songs, so I thought I would do just one more bit. This one is kind of fun and kind of silly too, but I thought it kind of fitted David Koechner, because he was kind of the cool guy when he was playing champ, and he was kind of funny when he was playing Packer, and he probably was real funny when he played any other roles that I just didn't ever see. So I should probably get some Netflix.
I don't like it. It's disrespectful, and I might lose him.
I don't. No, I don't care.
Well, keep playing it.
All right, we got to get back to Brandon.
All right, yeah, let's go back to Brandon.
You
I
broke
love
your
you.
Leg.
Brandon.
Where did he break the femur? So he broke the femur, the higher part of the leg.
Cack, I got to tell you, if I was to lie to you and say I knew the details, but I just know he is, when I say he's laying in bed, that's my picture of him laying in bed, but people break their legs. He said I was pretty much in bed.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, what can we talk about him? Like, well, can we say something to him?
Hey, guy, I'm so sorry.
And he gets you to do it. So that's pretty cool.
I can't imagine how hard it must be for him to take a dirt.
Maybe you can give him some nice piano music in the background there.
If just
you
some don't... tinkling.
There's a little tinkling. Very soft tinkling.
Brandon F?
Brandon F. Can Brandon you put F. a reverb in his mic? And you say something to him. And I think, can you imagine if you're listening to the podcast and all of a sudden you're like, are you shitting me? Give him some reverb.
Brandon F. It's been a tough summer for you. You're making your way through university there in Ohio, painting away, scraping through the hot, hot days. Your sweat soaks your shirt through, maybe your pants. And what was it that got you to misstep on that ladder? Was it the ladder itself? Was it rickety? You blame the ladder? Or did you do it? You're like, oh, I know I shouldn't reached this far, but I did. I fell, what, one story? Two? But you went straight down, not on your back, on that leg, your left, your right, I don't know what it was. But you broke it, and you broke it good. Oh, femur, you let me down. And now I'm in this cast, laying round. And I'm going to beg Todd Glass to talk about me. Itch, itch, scratch, scratch, scratch. But
that's for you, buddy.
That's for you, Brandon. That's what we got. Alex, Gerilyn, great, how are we doing? Man. We doing okay?
Oh, right. Dave.
What?
You're all good. You're all, you come with a good energy and you're great. Dave, you have a heart out. You have to leave. That's disgusting.
I want to give you a full hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's, what are we go? What time? So we're going to go till... About. What time did he
We're going to go till 9 or 10 o'clock, Todd Glass.
So what time did he get here?
Have you ever done a 7:15.
So we'll go to, how about if we go to,
we'll go to,
wait, you got here at 7:15? What time is it now?
Let's just keep going. Let's go
so
until
you, we'll go to 8:15, is that
we're
okay?
We're going to go to 8:30 or 9 o'clock, we'll go to your board. When's the last time you did a two-parter?
We actually, tonight we might do it, because I might not be able to be here. Much. Yes, yeah, but come on, motherfucker, pussy.
I didn't like that guy from the moment I sat
down. Oh, my
down.
God.
From the moment I sat down, I said, don't introduce me to this guy.
Everything?
Because I don't want to meet that
just
guy.
Just let it play.
That was a guy that just left the room. I'm like, oh,
do you know
man.
Who that is?
Energy was great. What? No, I don't
Robbie
know who that
Kirkhoff.
Is. I don't know who the fucking Kirkhoff Jerkoff is.
Shit. You know what?
This I mean, Kirkhoff the Jerk. Is it driving you nuts? You want my cans? This show could afford decent headsets. Todd Glass hands it over to Raj.
To Aristotle.
Is that your real name?
Really.
God bless your parents.
His mom's name and is her real name. She's not the Joan Baez, but her mom's name is Joan Baez.
That is a great life. I'm Joan Baez, and this is my son, Aristotle. people just must roll their eyes all day long and just go, fuck you. Yeah, I'm Muhammad. Can I tell you something? Todd Glass,
yes.
This morning, first day of school for my kids. They go to Catholic school, right? Mm-hmm. Audrey is one of the twins. She's 7 years old. Oh, good. Look, guess who's back?
Robbie Kirkhoff.
The twins, she's pulling her backpack out of the van, the back of the van, and it's heavy. And you know what she says? I love it.
How old
so
is she
much.
Again?
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
And she's adorable. She pulls the backpack out and goes, Jesus Christ! And then she went, oh! And she's in the parking lot of a Catholic school.
And you don't make a big deal about it, right?
Oh, I loved it. I looked at her. She looked at me like she's going to be caught or in trouble. I just laughed because I loved it so much. It was such an honest expression. Mm-hmm. And I knew it only came from me or her mother.
Right, so how
most
may I-
likely me. So there's no way she's going to get... blame for this.
You know,
expression.
when I see a, you said she's seven. Whenever you want to understand an adult, like if you even want to have empathy for an adult, like maybe they work with you, maybe it's somebody who works on a show, maybe it's somebody you work at a bank, and there's somebody there. Look at a picture of them when they're 7 or 8 years old, because that's who you're dealing with.
Yeah,
and then you'll have like, oh, like that's why they're this, or that's why
that's
they're that.
Are.
Like it'll make you melt because that everybody is who they are when they're 7 or 8, and that's who you go through the rest of your life with.
That's
so
awesome.
I thought I'd share that with you, you fucking piles of shit.
Come on, you Brandon.
Brandon.
You fucking.
Oh, Brandon. I forgot who Brandon was already.
He's a fucking gimp begging for sympathy in fucking Ohio.
Sitting in bed with his leg like this.
Why don't you beat off to that, Brandon? Will you please fuck me?
I'm Brandon.
How can so you can't even get down on that nutsack? I mean, you're getting this cast in the way. What are you gonna do?
Sad.
Nothing.
Okay, listen.
Jesus Christ. I laughed all the way to the school. She kept looking back going, what? I love it, honey. It was adorable.
Jesus
yes.
Christ.
You got another question?
Well, little kids are cute. My niece once. Never mind.
That was so dishonest. He was like, "Ah, little kids are cute." That meant I don't give a shit.
No, it didn't.
Seriously, do you get a discount with that many kids in the Catholic
yes.
school?
Yeah,
volume?
The Catholic schools will give you a discount.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, last year we had 4 in.
We will never move on from you thinking that my saying little kids were cute was disingenuous. We will never go. We will never be able to continue the show. Because let me tell you, what I was doing. First of all, I do believe they are.
Right.
Could I have made up the story I said about you who you are when you're 7? That's from my heart. Right. But what you caught was, where do we go next in the podcast?
Can I tell you something?
What?
When I remember watching comics on Carson and they would tell stories about their kids, I remember thinking, they shouldn't tell stories about their kids because I don't give a shit.
You might. Well, what's the answer now?
I
have an answer.
Yes.
It's like, should celebrities do commercials? Depends what you do. Some manage to do it. It comes off great. Some don't.
Right.
I don't think there could be an overall rule overboard.
Can your fucking manager get you the job? I think this for guys, you can do beer and trucks and never get hurt.
What about Seinfeld with... Well, I don't want to make you say anything on the show you don't want. When he was doing
care.
His American Express...
He can kind of do anything.
He did it. He did it with
and
style.
And they were funny.
If they weren't funny, like the one where he was going up and down the supermarket with the cart, it had style.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Plus it was Seinfeld.
Yeah, so there's no answer to that.
I enjoy seeing more of him even here.
Right. Yeah. So listen, I got to ask you a favor.
Yes.
I don't normally do this. It's very unprofessional. I have to go to the bathroom. And I don't really want to take a break. Can you host a show?
What are you talking about?
Can you host the show while I go to the bathroom?
Can we just take a full break? Can't you shut everything off?
Well, I really don't want to. I'd be really more comfortable if you could host it.
I don't know how it works. You just keep rolling?
Well, do you think you could do it?
Well,
you just talk into the mic, Dave.
Okay.
You think you could do it?
Yeah, I guess.
Could you be good at it?
I assume I'm good at everything.
All right, cool. So you've been in the business a while is what you're saying.
I've been in business, yeah.
Am I insulting you?
No, a little bit, but that's okay. Go take your break. This
and you sure you can do this?
Yes, of course I can
do this. Dave, this is a big show. We get 50,000 downloads a week. I could edit this out, and I could take a break.
Why are you going to put that on top of me? So well, say, can you do it? Then you say, here's the numbers. Can you keep the numbers? Because right. I'll see when they fall off. Is that what you're doing to me?
All right, let me do this. I feel like I've insulted you.
No,
go to the bathroom, you're saying, and stop it. I'm a professional.
Do you want me to go to the bathroom?
No, I have to go to the bathroom.
All right, one
all right,
or
I'll
two.
Be right back. Are you sure you can do
number
this?
Number one or number two?
To be honest, I probably will be both by the time I'm done.
In show business, they what?
Okay. Sometimes I do number two, and then when I get up, I have to sit back down and do number one.
10-100 or 10-200, that's what they say in show business. You're on the set, right? That's a polite way of going, this actor has to go take a piss or a shit. Go do your 10-100.
And you're sure you're professional about
this? I don't
this?
Know. I'll try it. I haven't done a podcast.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Right. So, hey, where's this guy? Shoo, boy, what are we going to do? Talk about Brandon's leg more? Guys, does this happen all the time? Tom Martin.
You're doing great, David.
Oh, my God. What happened? Your mic suddenly go dead? Lord. Play more songs about me, I guess.
Are you guys all right?
Yeah, it's going great, Todd. Take your time. Take your time.
Are you sure he knows what he's doing?
He's doing great.
Yeah, have a drink.
You're fine.
Okay, I'll be right out.
Why are you guys making the sign like, cut it, cut it, cut it. Let's get out of here. What's going on? Robbie's over there chugging more Jack Daniels. This is like in a race where everyone goes into a three-car pileup. Three car. You came back and your shirt is half undone.
How was it? How did he do, everybody?
It was great.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
Didn't even miss you.
Wait a second. Hold on. I didn't hear. He was seriously.
Yeah, he's good.
You guys aren't just saying that because I'm going to be honest with you, Dave. I'm not going to. These guys are excited to meet you. We get certain guests they don't care about, and other guests they do. They were excited to meet.
Those days.
Are you guys nervous and just saying, or did you really think
he
did a great
first rate? Didn't even. It was hard to tell.
Aristotle,
the best guest yet.
You see? You swear to God.
To George Carlin.
Okay, and what about in the band? How do you guys think he did?
How could lips? How could you not be at the ready with the wah, wah, wah?
Let's make pretend.
You play him by the fucking notes because this guy won't play unless you fucking point him in the ribs.
He's the one to George Carlin, which might means the truth before the show. Look what I can do, and then I'm trying to work it in. Every time he takes a break, that fucking trumpet ends up on his lap.
You gotta beg this con.
Oh, jeez. Hey, how did? Hey, seriously, I gotta ask you the truth. No joking around, Gabe. How did he do? No, Gabe.
I don't want to hear your fucking mouth move. I want to hear the goddamn trumpet.
No, we'll edit it in. So seriously, now I don't want to just say Gabe. No, we don't have to really edit it in. Gabe, how did he do? Seriously, don't lie. What if he hung around the emergency ward of the hospital and people came out and they go, ready? Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, we don't want to tell you this, but as far as your grandfather goes, he had passed away, and then he plays that.
I love it. Can I do one? Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. I'd like to tell you the diagnosis for your daughter.
I have to ask you a question. I'm gonna. You want to hear a funny Brian Regan bit?
Yes.
By the way, wait till you see the way we're going to end the show today. We have a slideshow.
I love it.
And we're going to play it. You're going to explain the slides.
You folks will never see.
No. They'll see it. Well, they'll understand it. Did you write this? Wait. Hold on. I got to really get a grip of myself here. Hold on.
I just want to narrate for the audience. He's looking at Post-its. He has several pieces of paper. Are these recycled? No.
Yeah.
Pieces of paper. He's got a line down the middle, which I respect because I do this too. I will split a piece of paper because I want it all in front of me. So you got your notes on one side and the other. And he's got one folded over because, there you go. There's no notes over there. He's got.
Oh, I know what I want to do now.
All right.
I'm
trying to fill Brandon in what's going on so we can finish beating off at the end of the podcast.
You know the worst thing?
What?
Every time you say Brandon, I forget who the fuck you're talking about. And I go through the whole band. I go, well, they're in the band, it's Gabe, Aaron, and Greg. And then I go, good memory. Brandon's got to be sitting. Let me tell you something. He's got to be in wherever he is. He should be coming. I mean, seriously, if I liked this show already and then they dedicated all this to me, I'd be like freaking out right now. Not to put myself on such high regard. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes.
Now, this is either a movie that's being produced, mm-hmm. or a movie that I came up with.
Okay.
But But I'm serious. Don't start thinking one way or the other too easily. It's an idea for a movie that's either being produced by a legitimate producer or it's an idea I came up with 3 weeks ago by myself.
Okay, Tom Martin just dropped his plastic cup.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Todd. I'm sorry.
All right, here's your movie.
Before we do that, though, do you have anything else for him?
Very impressive, the music.
Uh-oh. Didn't we play this already?
Yeah, it's your favorite?
No, we played this.
It's Jake's favorite.
No, play another one we didn't play. Would you make this your ringtone?
Yeah, if I knew how to download one.
That's right.
David Koechner is here.
I like it.
He's here on the Todd Glass Show. Someone grab him a beer.
I didn't like that rhyme. This is not... Lynn, your rhymes have to get better. It's embarrassing.
All right, we're going to go into your movie now?
Okay, so here's the idea that... I almost said the person's name. Or I was just saying that to trick you. Because you're already thinking one way or another. You think, oh, this is a shit idea Todd has.
No, I think it's a good one and you shouldn't give it away. But go ahead.
This is okay, there's a guy. And if somebody came to you with this.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a rented house. And he's renting the house really at a price that he couldn't buy it. But
okay.
He's renting it. But if he wants to buy it. And his wife says, why do you want to buy this house? You hate this neighborhood. He hates all the neighbors. Both neighbors on either side of him he doesn't like, and the neighbor behind them. You know, picture a suburban, yep. There's three yep. neighbors. Yep. You know, you got the... So why would he want to buy it? He doesn't want to live there. Why is he now trying to save up the money to buy this house? Because he hates the neighbors so bad that he wants to get even with them. Now you think, well, why can't he do it as a renter? Because as a renter, he can't put up a beer can fence.
Mm-hmm.
As a renter, there's certain things he can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So he wins the lottery. And, maybe he wins the lottery,
sure.
Maybe.
Why'd you back off on it?
Well, because
I was in.
Okay, so he wins the lottery. Now, this guy will do things that are monumentally annoying to his neighbors.
Right.
And so fucking subtle. Because this is a very rich neighborhood. Picture mini mansions in Dallas.
Gotcha.
They're $1 million homes or $700,000 homes.
Yep.
And he will stand by the gates where people come in and out, you know, like there's a gated neighborhood, and do deep knee bends in short shorts for 4 hours. Just because he knows that they fucking hate it. You know what I mean? They're having people come over, and they're fucking having a party, or they're having, like, a summer thing, and they're oh, it's so embarrassing. How can they tell them not to do that? There's no law against doing deep knee bends in dated 70 shorts.
Yes.
He will also do things, because he's won the lottery,
yep.
that are monumentally annoying. Like, he hires a company to build a pool for him.
Mm-hmm.
He pays them five times the amount that it costs for them to take three times longer to build it. Just boop, 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 boop. You know, everything he can do to make their – and here's the thing. You have to like him a little and hate the fucking neighbors.
That's okay.
And what do you think?
Well, I love it. But here, I would say this. You're a little bit worried about whether or not he has to buy the house. You can just call the movie Renter. And he doesn't have to buy the house. But he keeps
I'm not in control of this movie, maybe.
Is it really happening?
Well, I don't know. I didn't tell you yet.
Is this the one you pitched?
This could be an idea I had.
I love it.
Okay, this is
Here's
an idea.
Why I
or
love
this could be
it.
An
because
idea that Will Farrell is now... getting ready to his next movie. Are you friends with Will at
yes.
all? Oh, so you wouldn't know. Okay. Well, I think you figured it out then.
He doesn't tell me, oh, here's what I'm doing next.
He doesn't. Oh, okay. Well, then maybe it could be him. It's not him. It's an idea I came up with because my stepbrother is living in that situation right now.
I love it.
You like
it? Here's what I love about it. We're already on the renter's side. Because mm-hmm. I'm assuming that the people that own the houses are not good people. That's
they're
all
not.
You have to do.
He so might not be the best guy either.
And
but
they also feel superior to people who rent.
Thank you.
So most of the country, I'm not sure about the statistics, but a very large portion of the country still rents, whether it's an apartment or a house or whatever it is. So that anyone that feels superior to another person, that's the real sauce here. Somebody feels superior to another person.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what that's like. So we're already buying in. It's not about whether it's about renting or not. It's about someone feeling they're better than you as a human being. So I'm in. I'm on the side of the renter.
So can I call
I
you?
I love this. How many people could have come up with this phrase, guys, gal, in the room? beer can fence. Well, that's the beauty of Todd Glass.
Can I? Well, you don't know if it's me yet. In all fairness,
you didn't come up with beer can fence.
Can I call you Nur?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one ever has
Nur.
Yeah.
Your instincts are that I came up with this idea, right?
Yes.
Be honest.
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I am.
Well, guess what, motherfucker?
It's an old movie. What is it?
It's I went through the transcripts, and it's a Steve Martin movie that they're it's me. It's me.
You lost me at Steve Martin.
Oh, I have a good question for you.
All right.
Okay.
No, did you? I like this movie.
I think it's a good idea. Now,
it is a good idea.
If you give me, here's how you find out. If
I don't have any money. If you're asking for money,
fuck. That's, how about your daughter that said Jesus Christ? Does she have anything?
Our manager.
She has a good sense of humor.
Our manager's in the fucking room. He has to do this for us.
I think it's a great idea.
I know, but look, we tell him, hey, this is my fucking passion project. Do it.
Turn to him and tell him. You want some music in the background?
It's your show.
Do you want some music? But oh, yes.
Do I want music? You want music.
I do. I just like to make the piano guy earn his money.
Can you sing? Do you pay these motherfuckers?
Oh, can I sing? Are you shitting me? I can't sing, but watch. You want to see something I can do?
Yes.
Hold on. With the band. Hold on. Just bear with me. Bear with me. I can't hear you fucking asses. What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. When you have the hits, it makes it look like you can sing. What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. And then you do, what a glorious age to be here on this stage. And if you tell a joke, you can do this. They say 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea. That means one guy enjoys it. Ho!
You can sing. You've got a good voice.
What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. All this laughter I hear is better than being in love. You know, Dave Techner's here. He's on the Todd Glass Show tonight. All right, I'm done.
I would pay money in Vegas. Now my earpiece is coming out.
Bullshit. Why won't Chris Hardwick get us better microphones and ear headsets?
Is that where the fuck we are?
Well, this is a Chris Hardwick production.
Yeah. I just read an article in, what was it, Fast Company or what was it? Inc.?
Entrepreneur Magazine,
the reference to?
Chris Hardwick?
A. Murray. Yeah, Hardwick was on the fucking cover. So, what's the same? Hey, what?
Oh, I
fucking
say one
bounce,
thing.
Bounce, bounce with a bottle going across the table and I'm out.
I let you do whatever you want.
Okay.
And not everybody I let do that. Where's Tom going?
I'm getting some more.
So I'm reading Entrepreneur Magazine with Chris Hardwick on the cover. Who gets mentioned?
Look at that.
Alex Murray.
Alex Murray?
Is mentioned in the article.
Alex Murray's on the cover. That's my manager at Brillstein. His assistant's name is Geraldine. And she does a good job. 2, 3, 4, give me a bouncy beat. It's a crazy night. All right, that's all.
Here's my question through all this. Hey, Alex Murray, when am I going to be on the fucking cover? Jesus, the band does not respond to me well.
All right, let me.
Yes.
Let's.
What is wrong with you?
It just sounded fun. You know, it sounds like we're having a good time.
We
is
are.
There something wrong with that?
This is like the old roast when they were good.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes. Have you done any of the roasts ever?
I went last night.
But you weren't on the...
I wasn't. I was in the audience.
The dais.
No, when it went dark, I couldn't help it. It went dark, they went, you know, they have that guy off mic. You know, the guy. I always wanted to be this guy.
All right, we're going to... audience, we're going live. Okay, everybody, a little bit of applause. And we're going to go dark for 10 seconds, and then we're going to come off live. Then we're going to come live.
And in the dark, I went,
we love you, Todd Glass!
Did you?
I did it so loud. It was great. And then I did something that I actually felt bad. I don't like to do a joke if somebody else, it's somebody else's expense.
Yeah.
I really don't. When I was younger, I did. Now, as an adult, I don't like to.
Right.
I like everyone to be in on it. So afterwards, everyone gathered into a press room. You know what I mean? Like, and James Franco and everybody on the roast. And I thought everybody would know it was a joke. I did not feel good because I don't know James Franco, but he seemed like a pretty cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know him.
Right.
So I went, "Hi, my name's John Biederman. I'm from NBC Daily," something. I made up a title. And then I went, "Do you think that was a little rude, everybody? Did you think everyone was a little rude tonight?" Because I thought that was such a dumb question that everybody would laugh.
It's perfect.
I felt really bad because he went, "Well, no, that's part of what you know you're walking into." And I'm like, oh, but I didn't make fun of him. I felt bad because he just, hey, he doesn't fucking know.
Right.
It could be some dipshit from a news station asking that dumb question. Then they asked three more questions, and I go, one girl goes, "I have one question," and I went, and then when it was, I went, "Hi," and I made up another name, and they still didn't know it was me. I just moved to the other end of the room. So I went, "Yeah, John Daly, CBS Nightly," and I said, "Are you upset that all these people had the opportunity to ask you some really cool questions, and they all fucking threw shit at you?" And then they laughed at that. It's fun. That's what happens a little bit of pot.
I love that you didn't stop until you got your laugh.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I would hug you if I could come over. You're exactly right. I wanted that. I didn't do good with the first one.
You're like, no. You don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I will win the room.
Right.
I will win the room.
I have to get a laugh.
Todd Glass will always win the room. Always. Right. Always.
Now, I got a song. I want to ask you if you wrote this song. Did you? I don't know if you wrote it or if you didn't write it,
okay.
But do you mind if I?
Why are you being so polite? Ask
by the way,
me anything you want.
That movie was my idea. Oh, I told you that.
I like the movie.
Do you really?
Not.
Okay, I'll tell you what then.
Have I been disingenuous like you were earlier?
I feel like I don't. What was I disingenuous about?
I was not
something.
True. You weren't. You because I said you didn't want to hear about kids.
Oh, no. And I do.
I know you do.
I live for your kids.
You're as distracted as I am.
No, I was going to say about, now I forget completely.
No, the movie.
The movie.
Yes, I do like the
idea. Do you want it? I'll give it to you for $500. That really makes you think, put your money where your mouth
Murray
is.
I'm waiting for fucking Murray to assign a screenwriter to write it, and you and I can be in it.
I like it. And I like your kid. What the fuck do you want?
Which kid?
The kid that says the thing, Jesus.
I only Christ. Like one of them.
Jesus.
I
what a night it has been with Todd Glass once again.
Let's treat this guest with respect and give him some reverb, Aristotle. When the gentleman decides he's going to ad-lib a bit, let's give him reverb in his voice and let's show him respect.
How long do you think you'll keep your job, Aristotle? Jesus, he dropped the reverb out.
Well, it costs money. Chris Hardwick says the reverb costs money. He goes, if it seems like they don't need reverb, shut it off.
All right, we're back to the movie.
Okay. No, back.
I
we're
do
moving.
Like the movie.
Okay, you do. But I want to ask you this. If you were Dan Mintz, do you know who that is? He's a comedian. It's okay.
Okay.
Dan Mintz is a friendly comedian. I thought if I was him, I would sell mints after the show. But that's not even a big deal. So let's move on to our next thing. Did you write this song?
Wait.
I'm half serious, half kidding. His name, Dan Mintz, is a very, very funny comedian. And I thought if I was him, I would sell mints after the show.
Yes.
Dan Mintz.
I would sell mints. I would sell, have some paper mints designed, and there would be a joke on the inside panel.
Yes. Right? I mean, merch isn't going to hurt anybody.
Why aren't you and I managing people?
Who would you manage? And don't look. I want to make this. Just,
me.
I have the rules.
I wish I would manage me and go. Well, just stop what you're doing. Just stop everything you're doing and do one thing.
Do you still? This is not maybe a fair question because if the answer is no, I don't want to corner you. Do you still like love doing what you do?
I love show business.
Oh, good.
I love show business, Todd Glass. I love it.
I love everything
about show business. Every single thing about it. I love the highs. I love the lows. I love the disappointment. I love the triumph. I love the triers. I love the failures. I love everything about it. I do.
I think you're a good dad, I bet. Well, if you have that theory on show business, then that means it's got a good outlook in life. I'm being totally serious.
I know, but we'll see.
Do you like being a dad?
I do. I do realize now, because I have not been able to go out, and like I used to go out all the time and perform in town and all that stuff, and there got to be a point where I didn't do it anymore, and I was like, what happened to me? I was like, oh, five kids. That's what happened to me. So yeah. I do love it, but I realize that I feel very proud that I have devoted time to my children.
Yeah. Do you tell them you're proud of them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we love our
Uncle
family.
Frank from the Jimmy Kimmel Show said that. What the fuck does he know? He's dead.
Do you know what I tell my kids? I say, it's different for me to be proud of you is one thing, but for you to be proud of you is more important.
Yeah, that's...
Because it's not about me. It's about them. Are you proud of what...
You literally say that to them?
I do.
Jeez, you took it like another step past that.
Well, because have to, because it's not about me being proud of what you've done.
How were your parents with you?
They were less open. They were more reserved.
Are they still around?
My dad passed 3 years ago. My mom's still around.
And where does your mom live?
In Missouri, in Tipton, Missouri. You've got a post-it somewhere that's
in the trash.
Describes where I'm in the trash. That's what he thinks about where I'm from.
Did you tell everyone about this bubble machine that I have?
I tried to earlier. It was so enticing. They took pictures. Aristotle, is your middle name Poetics? How what a night it has been. That's for you, Brandon. Look it up.
All right, I'm going to tell everybody this because I never...
What song?
Okay.
What are you going to ask me if
okay.
I wrote?
Okay. Now you... I'm going to tell you that part of this bit to take... I say we Family Guy the fuck out of this. You keep saying, let me hear a little more of it. Like, how would you not know you didn't write this song right away?
Right.
Let me hear a little more. But, okay, here we go. Okay. I don't mind doing the what you call the setup in front of the crowd. It's fun that way. It's what you do when you're hanging out with your friends. You do bits, and then you redefine them, and you keep doing them and
doing
them.
Yes, and you let them in on the process that you hang out with your friends with.
Yes. To me, it's the best part about doing bits with your friends.
Show business.
Yeah. I want to ask you, did you write this song?
Okay, let me hear the song.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands
Did
on
you write
their
that?
Marbles.
Well, let me hear a little bit more of it.
You don't know if you wrote it?
You told me to say that.
I know. I'm doing the bit. Okay. I'm going to really commit to this. Okay. I'm going to act angry a little even. Okay. But you don't know if you wrote it?
I'm not sure. Can I hear a little bit more of it?
Well, I mean, I have to wrap up the show, but yeah, play a little more. I just
wanted it.
It was
Jake,
a quick question.
Come on. Let me hear a little
play it
more.
Again.
I'm trying to remember.
And at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass.
Did you write that?
I can't. On the grass?
Come on.
What?
Are you shitting me?
No, I can't remember.
Let's do another bit.
Wait. You know,
all right, play a little more. I can't believe you don't know.
You don't like this bit?
And she showed them her rumples and laces and white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children.
I tell you, I think someone covered this song. I remember writing parts of this.
You do?
Yeah. But these are not the lyrics.
Pause it. Did you write this song? Hold on. I have another song. We're not sure who writes these songs. You know the song that we were talking about, the one that the guy.
Jake, come on. Jake, will you please just do what your boss
did? Play this. Did you write this?
Yes.
What can you do in 2 seconds? No, do it again. Do it again. Maybe live again. Let me ask you a question. Did you write this song?
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh, you did. The band said they do a version of this song, but I don't know if we have time to hear it.
That's what, every time I hear this band play, that's what I hear.
Do you want to hear the version they sang?
You guys know it?
Now mock it more. Mock it more.
I like it.
I do. Mock it more.
Gabe.
Come on, Gabe.
Gabe, you see who does the better horn. I think yours was better. You do your imitation. Give him some reverb. That sound that he makes. You do it first. Seriously. And I want fair judging in this room. Don't just kiss Keckner's ass if he doesn't do it better. Go ahead. You do it first.
Wah, 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 wah.
Now you do it. You do it. It's pretty close. Hold on. Oh, I hate to do this. Do it one more time, Gabe. Keck?
Winner. We'll give it to Gabe.
All right.
This time.
Let me explain to the audience and explain to you. Yes. I learned from Lucy. Explain. Let me explain. I never say this because I'm in a hurry. I just like to pace myself. I'm having nothing but fun every week. And that's the truth.
All right.
Where are we at?
Except for now.
No, no, no. We're going to go. We're going to go in for the close. But that's a long close. But let me ask you one more question.
I thought we were going to do two today.
That's disrespectful. Can I play you something that I think you heard my opening? Do you mind if I do something self-indulgent?
I thought that's what this whole podcast was.
How dare you? I'm going to ask you an honest question.
All right.
On a scale from 9 to 10,
mm-hmm.
how much fun are you having?
25.
Oh, thank you. I want to have a new theme for the show. And it's a little self-indulgent because it's not about you, and you're the guest.
It's okay. No, it's the Todd Glass podcast.
You are dull.
Come on, that's what this show is.
What do you think of this for the opening theme? All right. Just because Alex is here. Go ahead. Guys, you can read it.
When I was a little boy, I dreamed of having a podcast. The only dream I'd ever known. So I ever wanted, yeah, I wanted a podcast. Now I've got my own. And it gets better every day. And it gets funnier in every way. And it gets deeper, that I can say.
Alright. I have to ask you another question. Did you like that?
It didn't have the word Todd Glass in it.
It did too.
Not enough.
We'll keep playing it.
I want more Todd Glass, Todd Glass. I want the whole thing.
Why I love it.
Oh, wait. Then you might like this.
I want it to be all Todd Glass, Todd Glass, Todd Glass, Todd Glass has a pod podcast, Todd Glass.
But maybe you'd like this better then. All Hold right. on.
Yep. I'm in.
Yes, to the Todd Glass Show.
That's what I want.
I will be okay. Listening to Todd Glass makes every Friday. This is the Todd Glass Show. Voted number one. When Todd is on a podcast, he's having so much fun. Hey, he's just a little baked. He'll tell you to stay on the right side of history.
I like it.
All right.
That's my favorite.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, just change the name, but I love it.
You went full circle.
Yes, let me ask you a question.
I love you. You're great. You're good energy.
I love you more than that. That's what I tell my kids.
What do you say to your kids?
We say, I love you. I say, I love you more than that. And they go, I love you more than that. And I go, I love you more than that. And then I say, I love you to the moon and back. Who cares? Let's more talk
I
about
do. Kids. I
Jesus
do.
Christ.
Let me tell you something. Nope.
No, you can't. Nope. You can't dig yourself out of the pothole from earlier.
What pothole was the...
that got paved over. Gabe, what happened to your horn?
I got a note here. What is this? Oh, my God. It's from Greg from the drums. Dear Todd, what the fuck is this? Are you shitting me? All the attention's going towards Gabe. These drums aren't fucking easy to play, you pile of shit. And you tell Keckner that piece of garbage. This is all. I mean,
I know. You're right. No, you're reading it on there. He just handed it to
Todd. Just handed it to me. How about a little love? Well, maybe we could do some rim shots. I'll tell you a little thing in the back of the bing and the boom and the bing. Hey, hey. There we go.
No symbol on the fucking rim shot?
You know what? I think there should be a symbol. No, but boom. It's a little bit louder. Do it again, a rim shot. Thank you.
And with respectful close on that symbol, too.
He had his hand on it.
He's not going to,
You're complimenting him, I think.
Yeah, I am.
So you're saying even though he didn't get it right the first time, when he did it, he knew that he had to have his hand on the cymbal to silence it. Do it again. Let the listening audience hear what you do. You can't just let it. Now do it without touching the cymbal and silencing it.
It's showy. No. It makes it about you, the drummer. No. But nope, not this guy.
And that's
so much. I like him. I'm with you. I like him so much better than Gabe.
Oh, my God. Now on the horns, Gabe is like nothing. Like now we see the talent of...
It's what it is. It's like Miley Cyrus at the VMAs. It's
sticking her tongue out.
Desperate.
Wasn't even sexy.
The guy's over there twerking while he's working. That's awful.
You have to stick your tongue out sensually. I'm not defined. There can be a sensual, even sluttiness about it. Hers was like a guy that the police have to get called to on the side of the road who's sticking his tongue out. I like that. It was a scary stick the tongue out. It was like maybe this person needs to be under medical care for a week or two.
I feel bad for the kid. I mean, just go away for a while. Right?
I think I'm being fair. You know why?
I do.
Because I'll tell you why. If it was like, oh, it was too sexual, I'd be like, leave her alone. She's 22.
20.
She's 20. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Let her do what she wants, but be sexual. Well, don't stick your tongue out like a mass murderer. If you're going to stick your.
There it is. Yep, I wrote it.
Write this?
Yep. Hold it. Wait. Keep playing it.
Well, you don't know if you wrote it or not?
Not yet.
Did you write it?
Well, hold on. Yeah, this is mine.
You wrote this.
Yes.
When did you write it?
Gabe and I wrote it earlier, just before I got here. Way over.
Is it true that Brendan helped with the lyrics?
Is it Brendan or Brandon?
Brandon, who gives a shit?
Oh, I care about him.
I do.
You know what I think about him? Quit beating off.
Do you think this is better for me? And I don't mean to be self-indulgent, but what do you think of this?
Todd Glass, the Todd Glass Show, after Marin on Friday. Todd Glass, I'm tuning in. He's got a pilot and a book on the way.
Oh, well, I told my mama on the day I was born I want to listen to podcasts. You know, there ain't no show gonna settle.
That's my new favorite.
Oh, Dave.
I love that one.
Is there anything you want to ask me?
Very catchy. Yes. Where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Oh, so you're okay. So that's your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's where you got the tattoo. Where in Philadelphia?
Valley Forge. Right? My bus drove through Valley Forge Park every single day from 6th grade till 10th grade. I never fucking looked at it.
Of course.
Until later, I went back with comedians when I was working at a comedy club, and they went, Todd, your bus drove through every day. I go, I didn't give a shit. I hated it.
That's where you're from.
I would hate it. I would get my own seat and lay down.
How do you do in Philadelphia?
Thank God because of Preston and Steve, because it's all about radio for me in certain markets. I do. I love it, and I love going home, and I love Philadelphia. No bullshit.
Yep.
And I love working at Helium, and I do it's good. I do good. I answered you seriously.
Is that something new for you?
Bored myself.
Well, it wasn't boring.
I like going home.
Okay.
I like going home. I stay with my parents. That I have to stop doing. Yeah. My mom has a lot of dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And she always says it. She goes, they're not mine.
How many?
Honestly?
Yeah. No, lie. Come on.
Why would I lie about that? She has three Newfoundlands. Do you know what they are?
They're the big ones.
And don't get me wrong.
They're hairy.
They're fucking cute, and I would much... Once she goes to bed, I give him the affection that I want to.
Right.
But sometimes it's a little overwhelming when I first get in from the airport. I come in. She goes, Todd, I'm just enjoying it. We don't have that many dogs. And then there's a dog laying on my stepdad. I go, oh, I didn't know you had a little dog. I try not to get accusatory because it's their house. She goes, oh, that dog's so small, it doesn't even count. and then she has three Newfoundlands. And at first I'm like, they're cute. But then when I was home last, she had a litter of Newfoundlands. There was eight Newfoundlands. Do you know what Newfoundlands look like?
Yeah, they're the shaggy.
They're like, if you picture
it's a narrow nose.
No. Picture a St. Bernard. Guest. Be the worst guesser in the world, even if I'm trying to help you. You ready? No. They're big.
It's like a small. They're like a winter dog.
No, they're more big. They're like big St. Bernards.
Okay, so like a collie.
Well, more like a you know what a like a like you picture a golden retriever, but five times its size.
So like a Chihuahua, right?
Well, more like I'm trying to think like of a German Shepherd, but a little bigger, like twice the size of a German Shepherd.
Ones, the little tiny yappy things.
Well, I know what you're talking about, but more like a big like how do I say it even? More like a picture like
a cat.
Worst guesser in the world. This guy's a fucking idiot. A cat. You're not even a cat. I'm trying to help you out. Oh, a cat. And that's you after you thought about it. I noticed you were quiet for a little while, that guy. Oh, a cat. You have a cat. A cat. I don't have a fucking cat. I got a big dog.
A litter of Newfoundlands.
Oh, and they were just eight of them. Well, do you really know what they look like?
Of course I know what they look like.
You know, they're like St. Bernards.
Yeah. The whiskey cask around their neck. They're like a turkey.
Well, they're not like a turkey.
A chicken.
No. If they're more like
a small bird.
Picture like
a child.
Yes, exactly. A child. They're like a big child with black furry hair.
Do you like dogs? Do you have a dog?
Do you?
We do.
What type of dog do you have?
It is a Maltese something else mix.
I do like dogs, and I'll tell you why. Well, it's the obvious reason. I don't have a dog right now. Because
I don't know what the obvious reason is.
Because they're adorable, and you want to mush their little fucking cute faces.
All right.
I mean, the mushing and the cute. Like
all of them? Are you a dog owner?
I am not right now. But I would, but because I don't even want to get into it.
Oh, it's a situation you got going on right now with your apartment. I turned
God,
on
never
you. I know.
Been
I know.
Treated so disrespectful.
I know. I just turned.
No, an apartment. How dare you? How fucking dare
I'm
you?
I'm staying with the renter thing.
I have. Oh, I had a. I want to get a dog. I'm also crazy clean, so I. I don't even want to get into this. It just sounds so horrible. I do want to get a dog. I'm going to get a dog with it. I watched. Friends of mine had a dog. They had to go away, and I had to watch their bulldog, which I did not think I was a fan of bulldogs. You know, they're the scrunchy faces.
Right.
And Ursula was her name, and she was adorable, and I loved her, and I squeezed her, and I mushed her. And the reason when you go home and you live by yourself, not only the actual responsibility, you know, you have to let something out, and even though you complain about it, but it's good to have something to take care of. I do get that aspect of it. And just when you're watching TV, I'm talking about the plus side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heart beating. It's someone sitting next to you and you're watching TV. I know it sounds silly, but some nights when I was home, me and Ursula would get on the sofa. She'd nestle into me.
Right.
And I would eat something and I'd give it to her. And, you know, she kept me company.
Peanut
so
butter.
I do like dogs.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter? What are you talking about? Can I open up?
Yeah.
Well, I was single for about a year. So you have a what type of dog?
I don't know. It's a Maltese something else.
And did you have a dog growing up?
We did, but we'd have strays just wander onto the property because I'm from a small town in Missouri. And
Where'd you grow up?
In Tipton, Missouri.
Tipton.
From your post-it
Alex,
earlier.
You should have heard Alex telling me before he got it. You talk to him about his hometown, Tipton. Kettner loves to talk about Tipton.
What'd you tell him? Did you say, don't you tell me what to do on my podcast?
That's what I said. But he sometimes knows. How about
he's the best one in the business. What?
Nothing. Did you ever meet his wife?
We were supposed to have dinner.
She's a whore. No.
That's good. In the bedroom. We were supposed to have dinner, and then she went on bed rest.
Oh. Well, I don't
so
know
now,
why.
Now what about your whore comment?
I
Now, how do you feel?
Well, I think I can say that because I adore her. Okay. I do.
So you've met her?
Of course.
I have not. Oh, of course.
No.
Of course. I have not. How long have you been with Alex?
I've been with Alex. We started dating. I'm managing me. how many years, Alex?
12.
Shut the fuck up, and that's genuine. 12 years?
And you just now got a book deal?
Thank you so much for... Oh, my God. I feel like I should thank him for sticking by me like I've got leukemia or something. 12 years? Oh, my God. You know what? Thank you. Thank you. And hopefully next year you'll thank me, you motherfucker. If this show's a hit, you'll be thanking me, you pile of shit.
You'd be in the cover of Entrepreneur.
We said nice things about Alex. In my book, I said, oh, I wrote some nice things. I'm going to give you a little shout-out in my book.
All right.
$50.
What do you mean? You keep talking about, like, you're done writing it. Are you
We did turn in the final draft.
Who's we? Wrote it with someone else?
A ghostwriter.
Ooh. They're really not helpful.
He was great.
Do you believe the Long Island medium actually contacts the dead?
Honest?
Yeah.
I don't not believe in things we don't understand, but I think most people that do that are full of shit.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to shoot a short sketch where I go to people that psychic abilities and I go into their house and I kill them. And I go, oh, what did you know? What do you know? And I just picture me like, oh, you take advantage of people. It's not cute.
No.
It's not cute to take someone money and read their palm, even if it's $5. You're taking advantage of people.
Right.
So then as I'm killing them, I go, that's not right what you did. Pow, pow.
Fucking Lips is on it now.
Come on. It's the first one he did on his own. Can we give him a round of applause? There. By the way, I want to say one thing, and I really do mean this.
Just one.
Ari, right? You're just great over there. Haven't heard one sound from him. Not a laugh, nothing. Robbie Kirkoff is over here bringing a great energy.
Kirkoff the Jerkoff. Let's get it going.
Hey, Kirkoff the Jerkoff! It's Kirkoff the Jerkoff! It's Kirkoff the Jerkoff! Hey, I'm Robbie Kirkoff the Jerkoff!
Have you heard that all your life? Yeah.
Oh, you have?
I
didn't even think. I thought it was clever.
No.
Shows what I know. I gave you a movie about a beer can fence. All right, we got it.
That was terrible. I feel like I'm really awful that I didn't come up with something original.
What do you think of this?
What?
Somehow, Pope Corky the First doesn't command a lot of authority. Now.
Oh, Carlin gets heckled.
Could somebody just put a dick in that guy's mouth, please? Because that's what he wants. He's a cocksucker in disguise. He's got his mouth open because he wants someone to come in it. Now, do you want to keep making noise, motherfucker, and we can find you that way? Or are you just a punk, coward, asshole, bullshit, loud motherfucker, and you're going to shut up now so we don't find out where the fuck you're sitting? Because if you keep it up, we'll grab your ass and throw you on the fucking street where you belong with your mother. And I'm fucking her in the asshole every night anyway. So fuck you and your sister and your wife. If you got a kid, I hope your fucking kid dies in a car fire. How do you like that, you stupid cocksucker? Shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here. You know? See? See?
Hey, you know what? That's nice that I enjoy that bit, even though he also did this bit. And it's a big... I'm
getting really sick of guys named Todd. You know? Yeah. It's just a goofy... It's a goofy fucking name, okay? Hi, what's your name? Todd.
All right. Enough with that.
Is Carlin your favorite of all time?
You know what? I appreciated him. I happen to agree with a lot of his social views and so I liked him more and more and more and more as I get older. And I liked also that I remember once in my career thinking, I swear to God, I thought this, like right about when he died, I thought, and I couldn't believe I was still having that decision, like what type of comic I would be. I like having social views once in a while on stage, if I can be funnier than I am preachy. But I thought, I'm more of a silly comic. What do I have to do? And then I was watching, after he died, a lot of his old clips. I went, oh, I don't have to pick. You do both.
Yeah.
You just do both. So I like, who was, by the way, when you say who your favorite is, it doesn't mean you negate somebody else is brilliant.
Exactly, because it's very.
Yeah, because if you don't pick George Carlin, you still understand he was brilliant. Who is somebody that you thought was?
Well, Bill Hicks, from
Bill Hicks.
Yeah. I saw him a couple times in Chicago, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Somebody
literally a month ago, I never heard the joke, told me about the Bill Hicks when somebody does drugs and they think they can fly. Then why don't you start on the ground? It's such a great joke.
Yeah.
And then also Richard Pryor, I never knew.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. When everyone said Richard Pryor, of course I knew if all my comedian peers and whoever you want, word I'm saying, liked him, that he was brilliant and I got it, but it didn't do it for me. But then about 2 years ago, a friend of mine made me sit down and listen to some Richard Pryor, and then I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't like he was black.
Well, that's something we have in common.
So,
but it's tough when you go on radio shows and people ask you, who do you like? Who's blah, blah, blah.
Because you can't pick one.
No.
If someone
Especially
said you have...
your peers. Like, who do you like right now?
You can't pick one.
You can only say Todd Glass.
I will say if they say you have to pick one, I won't because I can't.
No.
Because they're silly and then there's
fair.
Someone that's
right.
social and then there's someone... You know who one of my favorites is? You want to hear my favorite bit? I played it last week. I just... You know who it is. I don't even have to tell him.
There's a lot of things that just intrigue me. I was in a restaurant with my wife... And I overheard the woman at the table next to us ask the waiter this question. And it's how she asked the question that was interesting to me. Excuse me, sir, is there any way I could get a glass of water? Is there any way? How many possible answers can there be to that question? Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. There is no way. I toss and turn many a night trying to think up some way, somehow I could get glasses of water for customers, but I keep coming up empty. Legend has it there was a waiter here years ago who had figured out a way to do just that. But he's long gone, and with him the secret.
I love this.
It had something to do with a glass rack and a faucet, but no one's been able to put all the pieces together. So I must say no, there is no way. How I wish there was a way!
Is that another Murray client?
No. You should get Brian Regan.
Oh, that's okay, Regan.
Get him.
I thought for a second it was Gaffigan.
No.
Regan is great. Yep.
It's brilliant. David Koechner, do we go in for the close? Do we have any special going for the close music?
We got two more fucking hours. What are you doing? You going to cut it short?
We're not cutting it short.
We're just going to cut it.
Oh, no, we have a slideshow to
we're
close
just
with.
Cut it.
We have a slideshow. Do we have anything?
The audience will never see?
No.
There's a way?
Well, we explain it. What do you have? Go ahead. Oh, no, the slide. We're going in for the close. No, this is the slideshow. But we're going in for the close.
Good morning, yesterday. You wake up and time has slipped away.
Anything, guys. Just anything. Do it again from the top and they'll come in.
Good morning, yesterday. You wake up and time has slipped away.
You can sing, you fuck.
I can sing as well as someone who could be in a room. I'll never take a job from a singer.
Well, you should.
We did the trucker show for years, so we'd do. I would sing, you know, as the character, so I could do that. Paul Anka.
Good morning.
Yesterday. I'm pretty flat and pitchy.
No, but I like with the reverb.
You wake up. Oh, that solves it all. And time has slipped away. I don't know the rest of the words. Anyway. Do you remember?
This is the hard part.
The times of your life. That's pitchy and flat.
Let me tell you something. It was pretty good for me. I liked it. I wish I could fucking sing like that. And I'm being totally serious. Like,
you killed it earlier.
No. That's it. That's for that shit. But you had that. Good morning. Can you give me some reverb, Aristotle? For the love of God. Good morning.
Yesterday.
You wake up.
There you go.
and time has slipped away. It's harder than you think.
It's good. You did well.
Do you have anything on karaoke? How about that? Oh, you know what I want him to sing, and we'll go to close on this?
You know who will enjoy it because he doesn't have a choice? Brandon.
Brandon. Because he's laying in bed. Oh, yeah. My name's Brandon. I don't like the Keckner singing, but I can't get out of bed because I got a cast on my leg.
Was Brian Regan mocking me because I can't get up and get water?
No, is Brian Regan talking directly to me? No, but David Keckner is.
No, Brandon, we're not all talking to you. We're talking about you.
Where's...
You wake up and then you broke your leg. You painted houses all summer. You fell down, it's a big bummer. Oh, Brandon. Oh, yes, dear Brandon. You're in a cast now. That wasn't a good ending.
It was not good. What's that song? It goes like Jerry Lewis sings it at the end of the telethon.
Jesus.
It goes.
What is it?
I'm not even doing a character. I'm like the, I'm like a buffoon.
What is it? What is that?
It goes.
Come on, Jake.
Walk on.
Walk then
when hope in your heart, and you'll never.
I'll walk alone. Yeah.
Walk alone. You'll miss. See, that's the part I have. The band fucks me up because they don't stay with me. If they knew what they were doing, if
How
I had a band.
How these guys stay in your employ has been a mystery to me from the very beginning. Is it Never Walk Alone?
Let me hear it. Oh, Jesus. Can you try it?
Say that.
Hold on. Before we let's close
with
this.
With okay.
Hold on. Let's right. do a slideshow first. Right. And I want to show some slides we've taken of you. And then we're going to end with this. And then and we're all good. Is all that right. cool?
Whatever you want.
All right. So
show.
Let's do this first. We're good. So let's we have a slideshow. I put together some pictures of you. And you mind explaining them? Or is that cool?
It's a very classy show. No, I don't mind explaining
okay.
them.
Okay. Are you good?
Yeah.
I like your glasses.
Thank you. I'm an old lady. Do you not have to wear glasses? Do you have contacts?
Let me tell you something. I probably need glasses. So what I do is when I go out to a restaurant now and everyone orders, I let everyone go first. And then I just have to hope somebody gets something I like. Because I will not get... Because I don't want to get glasses. I'm all right 95% of the time.
How can you not love Todd Glass? Okay, here we go.
Thank you. Can you sing a song about that? How much you love Todd Glass?
I can.
Okay, so let's do the slideshow first. All right, so put the slides up on the big screen over here. And then, can you have any music? This is just... It's just... Paul Anka. You have the words first? Play the words first. It's all right, Jake. I'm proud of you, Jake. You're very good at what you
do. Is he new? He seems very new.
He's great. It's just about your life. You go through life. You look at pictures. It makes you... Oh, by the way, keep playing this first. Let this play first. Hold on. I want to tell you something. Go home, download this song.
I haven't.
Look at pictures of your family or anything and play this.
Yeah.
You'll cry.
Oh, yeah. I remember the commercial.
Play it again from the beginning. Picture it, even though it seems like, oh, this is the song. Play it from the beginning again.
Just do it. Jake.
Okay, you go home. There's a picture of your daughter.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. That's her.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of the first time you remember your wife. A picture of when you redid your kitchen. I make it all like shallow pictures.
Yeah, I like it.
There's a picture when you got your first car and your new cell phone. They're not even heartwarming pictures. There's a picture of your baby, but I click right past it.
Another picture of your car, you washing it.
All right, so here we go.
Right.
Put this up on the big screen. Now, this picture here, this is from you. What is this? You're holding, what are you doing there? Why is that weird? What are you doing in that picture? That looks so weird. What are you doing?
I'm polishing something.
What are you polishing? I see it looks like a bowling ball, but is it, what is that?
It's an old globe that I had that I polished it so much that the map was off of it.
That looks weird. Now, click it again.
All right.
Now, what is this? For some reason, you're standing naked in a field. What are you doing here?
Well, I was doing a one-man show.
Is that the truth?
It was an art installation, yeah. It was my hometown of Tipton. No one came. They were very upset. I actually got arrested.
That is... Oh, there's the cops.
Yep.
Now, what are they doing to you? Well, that looks weird.
Well, the large one has his knee on my back.
Why?
Well, because he's arresting me, and I was resisting. In fact, here's the messed up part. I went to high school with him.
You went to high school with that guy?
Yeah, the fat one.
So when he showed up as a cop, did you know that... Was he like, hey, David?
No, he said, stand down, because he was not allowed to get in the military. So he kept saying, stand down, stand down. And I'm like, what's going on?
Well, you're being honest with me.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Bob, what's going on? What are you doing? And he came over and he pistol whipped me and I'm down. And then he put his girth on top of me and my back has got, now in this slide, he's got his knee in my back. And then as you see, he started unbuttoning his trousers.
And that's the slideshow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the worst slideshow in the world? That's all we have. All right. Can I tell you why I stopped the slideshow? I don't like making guests work too much. That was throwing a lot of work at you. That it's like I got to think of the picture, and I couldn't think of things. You know what? Can I tell you, to George Carlin, that means the truth.
Yeah.
The reason I stopped that slideshow, I wanted to explain the picture, and then because that takes some of the work from you. Oh, here, all I could think of every time I went, oh, why are you holding a bucket of shit?
That's
and I thought, that's horrible to throw at you.
Well, I would take it.
You would have?
Of course.
I'm going to put that music back. Now, wait. Why are you holding... You're here, you're holding a bucket of shit.
Right.
Why are you holding a bucket of shit?
I was cleaning out a hog trough. I was working at my great uncle Marshall's in Iowa, and he said, go clean out the hog stalls, and I got this bucket of shit. And look at my expression on my face.
You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
Because I'm thinking, can you believe I'm fucking holding a bucket of shit?
All right, now this is you. Why are you... Oh, my God, you're pouring a bucket of shit on your kid. Why are you pouring a bucket of shit on your kid?
No, that's not my kid. That's my niece.
Oh, that's your niece.
Right, because I was not married yet. I didn't have kids yet.
Okay,
oh, no, I'm wrong. Oh, so I was younger. It's my cousin.
Okay, why are you pouring a bucket of shit on your cousin?
Well, I didn't like him. I thought it'd be funny. And plus, Uncle Marshall said, pardon your cousin. Pardon your cousin.
Okay, I get it. All right, now... Oh, my God, that's Alex. Now, Alex is pouring shit on you. Why is Alex pouring shit on you?
Because he said, this is what I think of you and your career. No, actually, he said, this is what I think of Todd Glass.
Oh. Shut that music off. All right, listen.
It took me... I almost said, who's Alex? Because I thought it was one of my cousins.
Who the fuck is Alex?
I was in the story. I was involved in the story. And I thought it was one of your jamokes on the table.
Well, hold on. I think I might have a song. Do you know this song?
I hope it's about Alex.
It's Who the Fuck is Alex, it's called. Who the Fuck is Alex?
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alex. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes as a big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive.
Hey, can you pick the song up, you piece of shit?
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice! It's Todd and David's manager!
You know what we're going to hear this week? Hey, you know what? We're going to trim our client list.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you. We're going to end with a song because who could ride us out of here?
Ending for about 40 minutes.
That's the way we do it. That's why I don't want a network show. You could never end for 30 minutes.
No, I don't want that.
I want to thank you. We're going to roll in the song, and you're going to take us home.
All right. What am I doing?
Put some reverb in his mic. We need to be inspirational for people.
Okay.
So here we go. Hey, how about a hand for everybody in the band? Can we give Gabe on horn? Horn, give me a little horn. Let me a little horn back there, Gabe. Aaron on keys. Tinkle on those keys, Aaron. And Greg on drums, you motherfucker. Hey, guys, give him a nice round of applause. I think you guys are great. I love having you here. I love the energy. Only David Koechner gets to bang things.
What's going on?
Go ahead. Let's roll it home. Here we go. Reverb.
What am I supposed to do?
When you walk
through a storm,
sell it.
Hold your head up high. I don't know the song.
You're good. You're doing great.
And
don't be afraid
of the dark.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, America.
At the end.
You're getting too early. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky.
The Todd Glass Show, you're gonna fucking love it.
Sweet silver song of a lark. Walk alone.
Good night.
C word.
Having a nice round of applause for Mr. Koechner. Hey, guys, you want to take us out of here with something that we opened up the show with and we go full circle? Take it off, guys. There we go. Woo! David Koechner, everybody. I did get some fresh air. What happened? It ended so quickly. I always fade it out. Oh, that's all you have. Fresh air. Hi, you're listening to Through the Night with TJ McGilligooty. Well, David Koechner, everybody, huh? It was fun.
Fucking hilarious.
You know what? I got us good energy.
Didn't I tell you?
No, good energy. I say that too much. I have to have different adjectives.
No, but you were right. You broke down his personality and noticed that he was a good person. Which shines through very easily, but also underneath.
Why do you tell that to someone, you might say? Why do I have to sit across from someone and tell them that I think? Because
it was at the right time.
You know why? Because he should know. Sometimes you do it from your heart, but maybe it's nice to know that it's appreciated.
Yeah, right.
Someone being decent, someone that knows, even if they're... Yeah, I'm sure he gets in a bad... Like, when you see someone that is manages... Let's not even talk about him, because I don't know the way he is on a set or the way he acts when I'm not around him. He could be a prick. But what I'm saying is, when you are around people that manage to be decent all the time and nice and kind and gentle and all the good adjectives that describe a human being, that's not because they don't get sad. It's not because they don't get frustrated. It's not because they don't get mad. But they understand that you still have a decency in the way you have to treat people, even though if your day is throwing you a wrench. So the people that are kind, it's not because life's just treating them so good. It's because they understand that they still need to be decent around other people, even if they're having a tough day.
Right. And do you remember what I said comparing to Will Ferrell? Like, I think he's got all the comedy skills that Will Ferrell does.
I don't. I could look in his eyes. When I see David Koechner, I know his talent.
But no, here's what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you mean.
When you have five kids, you have to make a decision. Am I going to be a decent dad, or am I going to put my career first? And you can tell that he has made a decision to be a good dad, probably at the expense of his career. And I think he makes the right choice because, I mean, I know I did that too with my kids. I made the decision, I'm not going to do certain things. I'm going to try and be a better dad. And it costs you money.
Let me ask you this. Swaying, I think I'm talking about what you're talking about. Maybe I'm swaying it a little bit. We were saying, I think, does he has a career like when I could imagine the careers I would want. Like I put him like a Fred Willard. Is that fair in that category?
Yeah, yeah.
Like fuck, I would love that career. You know what I mean? You might go, well, who wouldn't? What I mean is some people, let's move on.
No, but when you stop being able like to hang out at night, like when, there's a big part of socializing is a big part of this business. And when you are staying in and going on family vacations and you have to drive your kids to sports and stuff like that, that is time you're not spending working.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You're in a marriage.
Yes.
And, I mean, you know, I look at you and Heidi.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you the truth, Tom.
Yes, yes, Todd, I'm here.
I know you have your troubles like everybody else, but overall, am I right in asking this? Mm-hmm. That you are happier more than you are not happy in your relationship. You're in one of those relationships where you go, yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I really admire that. No, fuck admire that. I think that's the type of relationship that who wouldn't want to be in it?
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. All the females in my family,
mm-hmm.
I only was ever exposed to crazy, batshit, full-on crazy women. So then when I find someone who's not crazy, I thought, oh, fuck.
Can I ask you a question?
This is what you want.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Sure, Todd. Go ahead.
You know what? I feel like I might be getting – never mind.
No, go ahead.
Nah, I feel like it might be too personal.
Do I fuck that shit? The answer is yes.
You fuck that shit? Shut up. Come on.
I love how we're all dancing right now and you can't even see it.
We're all dancing. Oh, my God.
Woo!
Can I tell you, I love that. That's one of those times when we do that. There's no camera. Sometimes someone's videotaping, so we know that the listening audience won't hear, but we know we're catching it on camera.
I know. It's really hilarious. We're doing basically a radio show, and we all stop to dance in a very performy kind of way.
We get into it.
With nobody looking at us. We're just tearing it up.
Ooh, that
cleanse
was
the palate.
That was a fun conversation, what we were just talking about. So David Koechner's gone. Didn't care for him. Dan Mintz. You know, he should have taken more. I think Dan Mintz sell Mintz.
Todd, seriously. I think you should find a way to interview Alex, your manager. It would be fascinating to get him rolling. You know, just get him talking.
Alex is funny.
I know he's great.
He's very funny.
He's not the kind of guy that seeks out the attention.
No.
In the spotlight.
That slideshow is very hard to throw at people.
But he did a good job.
Let me tell you something. It is a great idea, but both people have to be good in it to go, wait, no,
you've
I can't it, even think of things.
Oh. You've done it like five or six times, right?
Yeah, but I stopped doing it because I want to think of things like, now, wait a second. What is that you have? It's a balloon with a dog face on it? And I want to paint this great picture, but fuck it. It's too hard. So I just throw it at the guests, and it's not fair. Oh, what's that picture? I ask them. Yeah. Then they got to come up with the picture and the joke. It's a lot of work. Dan Mintz, everybody. After the show, I'll be selling Dan Mintz. I sell mints, and they're created by Dan Mintz. Dan Mintz.
Todd, your name is Todd Glass. You'd be selling glass.
I would sell
Dan Mintz is somewhere going, if my name was Todd Glass, I'd make a fortune. Look at all these glasses I have.
No, he's not. He's not saying that. You know what he's saying? I'm glad my name is Dan Mintz with all the mints I sell. And I ain't selling shit.
Todd, you know what's funny about the name Todd?
Like, nothing.
You did that George Carlin piece. Because I never heard the name Todd until I moved to California. Everyone in Chicago is named Tom. There are no Todds. And then I moved to California, and you hear that Todd is a new name. So to George Carlin, Todd must sound like Brandon.
Because he's even a little older, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, like sometimes Trevor today. All right, relax. But guess what? Someone's name is Trevor that listens to this show. And guess what? Can I tell you? Maybe I'm jealous. Trevor. That's a really cool name, actually.
I'd trade Tom for Trevor.
Trevor. Hey, I'm Trevor. Hi. You know whose name should be Trevor? Chris from Fake Problems. Oh, I could just see him showing up with his part. I'm Trevor. Go fuck yourself. Your name's Trevor with a head of hair like that. Fuck you. You can't show up. Hi, I'm Trevor. Get the fuck out of my face. Perfect hair, nice part. By the way, Andy Dick was very... First of all, I do love Andy Dick.
I do too. He's hilarious. He's great. He's talented. He's a great person.
He goes right up to Chris Fairbanks at the party. What is your name?
But remember, he was wanting to
drink. Yeah, he's doing good, though.
Good.
He is doing good. He sells Dan Mints. He was hanging out after the show. Do you want some Dan Mints?
He's got a franchise.
I go, what do you mean to do comedy? He goes, no, they're Dan Mints Breath Mints. Dan Mints. All right, listen, we got a lot to get to. I act like I was doing that. Why would I be doing that? Oh, we got a lot to get to today. What is this? We take it. Well, let's do a quick break. Let's do a quick take from that. Go back to, I don't want to do the music. Great. Get it from the beginning again. You ready? Okay, hold on. I'll tell you when. So here we go like this. What are you doing?
I'm getting my notes off my phone for the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, motherfucking cocksucker. You better edit this out, Aristotle, you pile of shit.
You didn't even have to comment on that. I had notes for the Todd Glass Show I wanted to mention.
Stop. Hey, how about how much he was... Okay, ready? It was fun what we were just talking about.
It was. We nailed it. We covered everything.
I try to give him an easy in. We made an edit, everybody.
That last
Even when
thing.
I make an edit, I tell you we're making an edit. We made an edit. I'll tell you why. For nothing we hid. We just... Well, I guess we don't have to make an edit. Should we just... Could we play all that? I don't know what just happened.
It's because Chacarone looked a lot like this.
I know why we stopped it. We stopped it. Leave everything in. Because the music didn't come in for the ice cream bit. So I wanted it to come in. Like, here's how I wanted it to come in. But now we'll leave everything. I wanted to go, you know what I'm in the mood for? I want this to be my life.
Isn't it already? That's how I imagine it. You just get up and the music just starts.
Start from the beginning again. I get out of bed every day.
Like Lynn and Jingle Joe have a bunk bed right in the corner of your house. I get out of bed and they just start playing music.
Hold on.
They start scoring your life.
Oh my God. So you know, in other words, what you think is like, I'm in bed, but then all of a sudden when I get out of bed, when my alarm goes off in the morning, it's this. Like, you just picture this.
Yeah. From top to bottom. You take off your stocking cap and you hang it up just so.
All right, I let it get right to that point, and then I shut it off. Right after it already says I got a pile and a book on the way. All right, listen, we got a lot to get to. God damn it, I love saying that. It's all fake radio for me. We got a lot to get to. We do have a lot to get to. How about Brendan? I say Brandon or Brendan.
Brandon with a broken
How
leg.
How fun is that going to be?
That was
for
hilarious.
Him?
He's going to love that.
He should send us money. I'll tell you what. Here's what I do. If you send $100, we send you a nice package of Dan Mints.
Hey, Todd. You know what that reminded me of? Remember, maybe a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, there was a guy who sent in a bit about calling his wife in to say, "Hey, you got to hear this."
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if you're going to get a chance to play it all the way through, but I heard it when you played it on the podcast. And I think if you can play it again, you should, because it's really funny. And I think you talked over a lot of the lines.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because I'm not involved in this show at all, that episode. And I was listening at home, and I'm going, fuck, I missed part of that. Because you cut away.
Yeah, do you have it?
What, do you remember who was the guest on the show?
I don't.
Let's do it when we take a break. Write it down.
Yeah, I'll find it down. But I was thinking, oh, my God, I think we missed some of the – plus, you can just play it again. It was funny.
I like it. It gives me more material.
was it Brendan's reaction by any chance?
It wasn't Brendan. Yes, it may have been. Like,
let me hear Brendan's reaction.
Hey, honey, I'm going to go ahead and listen to the old Todd Glass show.
Yeah, that's it.
There was another one, though. What if we talk over it now?
Is this the second one or the first one?
Yeah, give me a second here. I'm just going to listen to one episode. It's anywhere from 30 to 3 hours. 30 minutes to 3 hours. No big deal, right?
No talking.
Yeah, I'll take the trash out as soon as I can, honey. God damn it, all I ask for is 30 minutes to 3 hours a week. All right, get this show going.
He's so mean to
us. I sent that email to that bastard.
This is the one where you can say his name.
Gets my name out there.
Yes. I'm fucking up now.
Thank you, Tom.
After I said not to fuck it, I'm fucking up.
I know.
Let's see.
It's Friday.
He actually plays it.
Shh. I'm shushing myself. So
like, I have a mental problem.
Alrighty. How are you?
Good. I'm good, Todd.
See?
That can't be me. Holy shit, honey!
Well, they said,
honey! Todd Glass just said my name on the radio. I'm gonna quit my job. I'm going to Vegas. You believe this shit? Honey!
Quitting his job, going to Vegas.
Todd Glass, thank you very much for the birthday present there. It was a good start to the morning, buddy. Have a good rest of the week.
People are funny. I'm saying people are funny.
No, that was funny.
That's who listens to this show, people that are funny, right? You want to hear something that I heard that I think you'll like?
Hell no.
It was a Willie Nelson song, and we wrote it down. Where do we write it down? To George Carlin. Just listen to this.
And weirdos and dingbats.
That's just at your house, by the way, for a family reunion. That song was at your house just for it when your family reunion.
Yeah. Burn.
I got you good, you motherfucker. Cream. I got you good, you pile of shit.
Yeah,
play it again. I'll do what I just did again, Tom. Listen what I did. Listen.
Okay.
Go ahead, play it. Play it.
There were wackos and weirdos and dingbats and dodos.
Hey, guess what? That was at your wackos and weirdos were one of your when you had
family
your,
reunion
when one of your family reunions.
Oh,
you pile of
got
shit.
Got me again.
Burn. Fuck
what,
you.
What?
That stings.
I love you have to help the guy, and then he still thinks he gave it to you. Listen to this song.
There
I'm serious.
Was leather and lace and every minority race.
With every minority race.
To the Willie Nelson show.
Listen. Now, you'll enjoy this song more if you picture Molly Cyrus sticking her tongue out like a rabid dog.
Promoters closed another deal or two. Waylon got a call from his son, Shooter. And he went home the minute he was through.
I love it. I love you.
I moved with the mob at intermission.
I do.
To the green.
Look, let's face it, we're in love.
Who you can see.
This is crazy. My ultimate goal would be all the listeners, their vaginas or penises were being sexually stimulated while they listened to the show.
Millionaires and me.
Whatever they want to be stimulated. Like, that's how much joy that we brought people. I can only hope.
Bats and dodos and athletes and movie stars and David Allen.
We're a good group. We get together.
And lace and every minority.
Dan Mintz.
With the backstage pass to the Willie Nelson.
This is a great song.
Yeah.
Picture Molly Cyrus sticking her tongue out.
I didn't see any of that.
Picture it like a raccoon that the SPCA comes in and has to remove with the tongs.
In order for a beer truck to come through.
Oh, a beer truck. All right. I think we heard enough of that.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Can I ask you a question, Tom?
Sure, Todd.
Is there any way that I could get a, because I know, is there any, well, maybe I should ask you, is there any way I could get a drink of water? Hello? Is there any way I can get a drink of water?
Well, there's not really.
Yeah, I'm with him, actually. There's,
No, Jake, I'm talking to you. Is there any way that I can get a drink of water?
Like here at this restaurant?
Yes, right, no, here right now at this podcast studio.
Oh, sometimes I think I don't know where I am.
No, I know, you didn't know a bit, it's okay. Seriously, is there any way that I can get a drink of water?
Well, Todd, here's the deal, I know that you bought bottles, but...
Could I get a drink of water? Could I get water?
No. No, you can't get a drink of water.
All right, you don't have to be rude. Play... What do you think of this song?
He's asking for a drink of water.
Well, what do you think of this song? It's a karaoke festival. It's part two of the show. What do you think of this?
At Body Bounds, baby.
Let me see that body bounce.
Let me see that body bounce.
Yeah, man. Now I'm the kind of guy that likes to bounce. Now I'm the kind of guy that's got a pet mouse. I'm the kind of guy that likes to scream, and all these other people wanna do it like me. So bounce, just bounce. Let me see that body bounce. Cause my problem is so fly and my
Tom,
so-
do you like that?
Yeah, he see. Yeah, it's great.
You really like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because he seemed really cool. And he likes to bounce. God, he likes mice.
No, but you like that's a really great song.
Fuck yeah, it's good.
is it your favorite musician?
Hell yeah, it is. It's great. I love the guy. It's my favorite.
Oh, you guess what, everybody?
What?
Tom likes the Jonas Brothers.
Wait, hold up.
The Jonas Brothers.
No, I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
The Jonas Brothers.
You didn't tell me that. Hold up. This isn't fair. You gotta tell me who it is before I know if I like it.
Tom likes the Jonas Brothers.
I gotta check with my peers. It's not cool, guys. I hate the Jonas Brothers. Oh my God, they got diabetes and shit.
I can't dance.
That's okay.
There's a lot of blurred line songs.
Well, I only like rap music if they tell you their name and what they're here to say. In my day, a rap artist would come and say, "Hello, my name is Tom, and I'm here to say," and then they would go on with their rhyme.
"Hello, my name is Tom, and I'm here to say."
See, now
I've got a lot to do, and then yesterday,
see,
I go at a beaky bink, and I go
days,
a bunky
people
bunk.
People just start rapping, and they don't even tell you who they are and what they're here to say.
You should say, "Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm
an
here
introductory
to say."
Paragraph.
Well, you don't just start rapping at people in a vicious way.
No, you've got to say what you're going to rap about it, then conclude by saying what you rapped about.
Cause my brother's so fly,
it's simple.
My jeans are so tight that I make these people bounce.
Do the ham and cheese.
Do the ham and cheese. Come on, do the ham and cheese. Move it to the side, move it to the right. Okay, listen. Let's stop. And let's just, I think Kefner really liked my idea for the three neighbors.
It actually was a really good idea.
Well, thank you. Why doesn't anybody, you know, I'm gonna call Adam Sandler and maybe offer it to him. I'll say, I'll give you $50,000. I won't tell you the
seriously,
idea.
Seriously, if you want to write, we could write up a treatment. We could pitch that to Sandler. I mean, if you want.
Call me tomorrow. I might be too busy. That's what you do. You have to.
I just typed it under the table with my dick, Todd. Yep, that's how easy that premise was.
Bigger than you are. Look at me getting up in the morning. I yawn.
Ice cream. The recipe's something serious, but ice cream makes everyone so delicious.
A beam of sunshine comes into your window and it wakes you up just at the right time.
Can I tell you something? All I need, I do it already, but I would up it. I can tell you the first thing I would do before I would get a bigger house, I'd spend more money on bits.
Mm-hmm.
Like I already do it. Like I hire people to come to the house and play the violin. All of a sudden come out of the bedroom. Da, da, da. I've hired people to play my parents at a party, you know. But I would like a little more money because there's no doubt how cool would it be if a woman with a cordless mic, a headset.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this isn't crazy. This isn't one of my, what if you had, you know, the type of money that like, you know, Bill Gates had to bit. No, no. If I just had a little more than I have to just up it a little bit, I'd stay in the same house. I'd allot my budget 12 o'clock at night, all of a sudden into the middle of the yard. With a cordless mic, I have a PA system in the yard. I already have the PA system. Cordless headset. She walks into the yard with a ice cream all around her. And this, play it from the beginning. All of a sudden, she comes right through. All of a sudden, up the side yard.
The recipe's something serious, but
she's handing it out to people.
Everyone's so delirious that ice cream.
She's high. I'm high.
Everybody would be
Everybody's
so
high.
Happy.
Yeah.
It would
okay,
make,
hold on.
It would make their life.
No one's enjoying it. Well, they're not enjoying it like we should. I'll tell you how. I want you to picture. Now, start it. I'll leave the volume up so you can come right in. She walks into the yard. There's no spotlight hits her, but she has ice cream. She has like an old, like from a ball game. You know, she has that strap around her shoulders, and there's like a big cooler with ice cream in it. She has ice cream pops, orange. She's singing. It's coming through the whole yard. It's not coming. It's as loud as it is in your earphones right now. All of a sudden, I go, "Hey, folks! Everybody in the mood for some ice cream? I got something special for you."
It would be great.
Yeah.
People would fucking love it.
Now, how long should she sing the song, you think?
I think the whole time she's serving.
For 2 minutes?
The whole time she's serving.
All right, let's hear what it's like. Nurse, sir, you can't have six of them. You know who we're talking about.
You got me a quiver. I'm starting to shiver first.
Ice.
cream.
Oh, everybody in the yard starts singing.
Yeah, you secretly had 10 people ready to jump in the chorus.
Guess what? Yes.
It would be great. And they just, like, all of a sudden appear behind and form a line and start swearing.
Cover it up tight. Turn crank. Can't you do it right?
It'd be the best party ever.
Oh, my God, we have a girl pull ice cream out of her vagina.
That's every party.
Everyone's having fun.
It's a great party idea. We should do it. Hey, Todd, I got an idea also. Liz, the singer, I was listening to an episode where, as long as we're talking about previous episodes, do you remember?
I had a beer. What happened
Liz,
to my beer?
Todd.
Oh, yeah, I do. Liz who?
She sang everything at the end. Like, you would say it, then she would sing it. Do you remember that?
Was who?
It? She was this beautiful singer, and you would say something, and then she would sing it almost like church music or something like that.
Yeah, Troy Conrad's wife.
Ah, oh, my God. It was so fucking
yes.
funny.
Oh, it was great.
You should have her back. That's
I know,
the
Liz.
Kind of thing you
Liz.
Want to repeat.
No, when she's doing that, I'm like, oh, I could
it's
do that
so
every week.
It's so funny. When you're listening to it, you don't even want to laugh because you want to enjoy it, but you're really hilariously enjoying it.
No. I let me tell you something. You know, I just want to congratulate you, Tom.
Sure, Todd. Go ahead.
For really enjoying life.
All
seriously.
Congratulations and celebrations when I tell everyone that you're in love with me.
Wait, this song is not play well enough. The vocals aren't... For me to play it longer, the vocals have to be more up front. But listen. It's lost.
See.
Now play the ice cream lady.
But how long would we have to play Ice Cream Lady and get Ari here to, like, smile?
All right, so I don't want to do either. And I'm sorry, everybody. Let's calm down. I want this to be a fun after show. This is an after show. Oh, my God.
Todd, I thought you were going to get really baked. You're not baked enough. Are you?
I love that my friends can...
Have another year of fresh air.
Fresh air, that's right. Fresh air. Everybody, be calm. Be calm because I'm calm. And when I'm calm, you're calm. Everybody's calm.
You know when someone's telling you to be calm, there's some terrible shit going on.
We'll be right back.
Everybody has to be calm right now. Nobody would ever say to be calm when things are fine.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show. We can't play these too long. You know why? There's some weird reverb in all Lynn's songs that we're hearing, but that's not the way he sent them to us. So, anyway, it's no big deal. I want to welcome you. Our guest tonight is Tom Martin.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Martin. I'm here at the Todd Glass Show.
Ice cream.
Thank you. Hey, Todd, I got some other names for Jingle Joe. If Jingle Joe doesn't seem respectful.
Lyricist Joe, I thought of.
What about Genius Joe?
Genius Joe. Genius Lyricist Joe.
But it doesn't say what he does. I mean, if there's a way to say what he does in the name.
Did you hear what I just said? Lyricist Joe?
But that doesn't flow off the tongue like Jingle Joe or Genius Joe.
It doesn't, but I think his title is more deserving of Lyricist Joe. Jingle Joe doesn't sound apropos to the amount of work that goes
in. I got it. You ready?
What?
Just start printing the business cards for him.
Okay, hold on. You sure? You're not joking around,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just start the printing press. Washington State, Lynn Shore. Because he's from Washington
State. Oh, wait, say that again.
Washington State, Lynn Shore.
Let me see that body bounce, baby.
Let me see that body bounce.
Let me see that body bounce.
A lot of things that just...
I love the way Brian Regan comes in on that.
Woman at the table next to us. Waiter, this question. And it's how she asked the question that was interesting to me.
Excuse me, sir. Is there any way I could get a glass of water?
Is there any way? How many possible answers can there be to that question? Oh, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Bounce, just bounce. Let me see your body.
There is no way.
Dance break.
I toss and turn day and night. Trying to think of some way. Somehow.
Fucking hilarious. Brian Regan remix. You gotta send that to him. Do you know Brian Regan very well?
I know Brian Regan very well.
He's fucking funny. Did you really, he pulled that bit out of nowhere. I mean, he just created gold out of shit.
Well, because he doesn't.
I mean, like out of thin air.
He doesn't.
Not even shit.
I know exactly what you mean. He doesn't let. It teaches me to not look at something that you're just walking over some great piece of material and not even realizing it.
Right, yeah.
He does a lot of those things where I'm like, oh, wait, here's the way I like to put it. Brian Regan did a bit about signing papers, I think for a mortgage or for a car. Forget the bit at this, but it was basically about the signing of the papers. I'm not going to try to do the bit, but it was about the signing of when you have to sign a lot of documents. So it was either for a car, which is a lot, for a house, it's a lot. You know, you sign. And here's the way it should go. Yeah, man, he has about 15 minutes on it. I'm paraphrasing. You know what I mean? I only got about 30 seconds on it, but I got nothing.
Right.
I left the same experience and got nothing. It's not like I went, shit, his bit is so much better than mine. He really flushed it out. I do it for a minute. His goes on for four. I got nothing. Okay? So one day I thought, I'm going to start saying everything that, big or small. Maybe someone else is thinking, what if I pick something so minute, but the whole audience goes, oh my God, he's the first one that ever said it. You want to hear the first one I did?
Sure.
Wasn't good. but I didn't give up. It was still, it was out of the bat. It would have helped if it was a good one. You know when you drive through the suburban neighborhoods and they never a sighting, you might think, Todd, really? That's not even a funny bit. I threw it out there and if it got a big laugh, I would have kept going. You know when you're living in the suburbs, they side the side of the homes?
Aluminum siding.
Aluminum. It's not even aluminum now. It's vinyl. Mm-hmm. They never do in the backyard to the end of the to the
right,
ground.
Right.
And I was like, the fuck? Finish it. That was it. Right. Got nothing.
Well, you'd have to go into the person deciding not to finish it. No one will ever see it. But, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
What are you going to do, right? Now, listen, this Blurred Lines song, play it. Play one of them. Everybody get up. We have some people here that are coming into the studio in a minute, and they're going to do, what do you call it? They go, the beatbox.
Oh, yeah, they beatbox. They beatbox.
What do you say?
They can beatbox this.
Well, how do you say the first word?
Beat.
Beatbox. If you can't beat, that's right. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. I'm here with Tom Martin. This is what we do now. This is I like this song. I'm not going to fucking lie.
Jonas Brothers again?
No. It's not. It's not. No. Did you like it?
I don't know yet. Who was it?
It's a hip band out of I guess it's some.
So is my sense.
New hip indie band.
Yeah, I liked them.
It's good.
Yeah, they were good.
You like it?
I loved it.
Yeah, you got a good ear.
Yeah, thanks.
It's should I tell
him? Who?
It's the Jonas Brothers.
No!
Fuck! You are stupid.
I hate this song.
Tom likes the Jonas Brothers.
No.
Tom likes the Jonas
Brothers.
I don't like
the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers.
I thought it was a different song.
Come on. All right, so let's get these guys in the studio. They're going to do a little. Okay. Hey, guys. How you doing? Okay. You guys are up there. You can say hello.
My name is Steve.
And I'm Frankie J.
I'm beatbox.
All right. Well, that's good. Where are you guys from?
Rancho Cucamonga.
RC, baby.
Let's hear what they do. Let's really enjoy this.
All right. Let's go.
If you can't be there, what I'm trying to say.
All right, this still has to be a show. At least I catch myself. When is the fine line? Well, I think I caught it.
Todd, what's that band?
I get music crazy sometimes. It's just a fun place to be. Some people are with me. What were you going to ask me? Go ahead. Seriously. Take over.
Okay. Chris Christopherson.
Yes.
And
I think he was bigger than Johnny Cash at one point.
He was huge.
I think.
But the four of them, Johnny Cash, Chris Christopherson, and two other guys formed this band called the
the Highwaymen.
Yes, they're so fucking good.
So many great songs.
Oh my God, they're so
good. Take this ribbon from my hand, and they do all their versions have that music that I started listening to that on Pandora.
Uh-huh.
Someone played or coming home with Daniel Kino, he played it on the car. We had it on Sirius, you know, when you put and the Highwaymen came on.
They're so good.
What great music to drive through the night. It was just some great songs that I never heard, you know, and really liked them. I of course, I don't know one of them to tell you.
Yeah. Well, the one of them is Highwaymen, but... Yeah.
I got a Highwayman.
Yeah, that one.
Lost in County, man.
Yeah, that one. Which is it's a song about reincarnation.
Is it on there? I bet it is on there.
Yeah, it's a really great song.
Highwaymen?
And at one point, the guy talks about, like... in his previous life, he was a star man or something like
that. I was a highwayman. What's the Johnny Cash loop? Yeah.
Or Boy Named Sue is a great song, too.
You like this song? Deedly doo 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 doo. Deedly doo 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 doo. Diddly 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 diddly. Robbie.
Biddy be bop bop biddy doo doo.
Diddle doo 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 doo. Diddle dee dee da 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 da. Diddle doo 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 doo. Tom.
A doodle doo 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 doo.
Todd, we invented jazz. We did it. We invented jazz.
That song is good. That could be a hit.
We just did it, man.
That could be a hit.
We're musical geniuses.
Who the fuck?
I was a highwayman.
Born a trusty road I go. Something like that. I like how Aristotle gets that reverb on. I give him a lot of... It's not easy. Oh, this is Take the Ribbon. I love the repetition in the beginning. This is what... They're waiting for the stars to come out. So they keep playing this.
What's this?
Highwaymen.
Oh, is it?
But listen, they're waiting for everybody.
Okay. Okay, one at a time they're walking out. They're like, wait, another superstar. Oh my God, another superstar.
And then all of a sudden they...
Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose.
Knowing these guys, they probably only charge $20 a ticket, too. We don't want to overcharge our audience.
Against my skin. The shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, where we're not afraid to do that. You just got to produce every piece.
Tom, where's the most enjoyable place you've ever visited while really baked?
Really?
Yes.
Well, if you could drop that voice.
I can't. I'm on the radio.
I know, Tom, but when you used to... Can I be honest with you as a
friend? Go ahead.
When you started doing the show with me, I liked the Tom Martin. I think you're overthinking your voice now.
I don't know. I took some voice lessons off the internet.
I know, but this is not that type of show. I just want you to be like, talk to me. Like,
go ahead, speak honestly. I'm here.
No, there's a tone in your voice. Maybe if you took your headsets off, are you overthinking what you sound like?
I don't think so. I think I sound pretty good.
Yeah, I think I sound pretty good. Nobody talks like that. Hey, Tom.
Todd, you're starting to hurt my feelings. I'm just going to tell you straight out.
Oh, well, I'm sorry if I am, but I just got to be honest with you, Tom. I think there's a disingenuousness in your voice.
Well, you know, now I'm feeling like you're mocking me, and I'm taking it personally. We'll be right back. Wait, I can't say we'll be right back, can I?
We'll take a break. What other Blurred Line songs are there? There's a lot of people doing covers. It's getting out of control. Someone took Bill Clinton, and I guess they chopped up. This is really Bill Clinton, but obviously they took it from a million speeches, I guess.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page, maybe I'm going deaf. Maybe I'm going blind. Maybe I'm out of mind.
That was the president, our president.
Hey, now, he was boastful, tried to domesticate you, but you're an animal, baby. It's in your nature.
Alrighty.
I saw him speak when he was president. It was pretty crazy. Like back then, people were really, really. We weren't just hated quite as much, but we weren't just starting wars just willy nilly. And he would, at that point, you could think the president of the United States was the most powerful man in America, and it was just crazy.
Like, where did you see him?
Rock star. I saw him at the Century City.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah, yeah. Someone from the show I was working on bought a table, and all I had to do was pay $300, and I could see a president speak. So, all right, I'll chime in. And it was really he's like a comedian, but better.
Well, you know what?
smarter, I should say.
No. David Spade told me the story a while back that him and Chris Rock were going to somebody they knew's party in Marina Del Rey, I think it was. And when they got there, they even noticed that they made like a joke, like that I think Spade made a joke to Chris Rock that about the black Suburbans everywhere. They're like, what is this? Like something.
Right, you know? Right.
They definitely made that joke. And when they get up to this party, they're in the kitchen and Bill Clinton is in the kitchen.
Yeah,
and it was just like, first of all, this isn't even either of them telling me the story. It's a third friend of theirs that was there, so I get the version from them, which is great. So they're saying that all of a sudden they go into the kitchen and like, it's a fucking president of the United States, and just sitting there talking, and all of a sudden he's asking David Spade about movies, and but there's all these other big directors there, and like for some reason they're asking David. Like,
no, I love Joe Dirt. That's about the best movie I've ever seen.
Maybe he feels comfortable with him.
Yeah, he is Joe Dirt. Bill Clinton's story is the Joe Dirt story.
Let me ask you a question: who directs that shit? Anyway, all right, my stories. They said he was in there, and he had, literally. What if you walked in into the kitchen and he was like literally playing the banjo? Hey, everybody. Now, I don't like this. That was an overdone bit. That was overly set up. But what was that music? I think I, you know what I mean? Like, I had that music and I just wanted to play it, so I forced it down everybody's throat. Hey, everybody. This is Jim Starr here calling from Jim Starr Ford. We got a lot of cars for me coming down there. We're going to do you up right now. I'll tell you what. We got everything. We got some old station wagons. We got some SUVs. We got everything you're looking for. Jim Starr, we're going to take care of you. You get up the 405 and the 101 and you head over to the 5 and we're going to come down here and we're going to, every Friday night, we're going to give out a hot dog, take a test drive for the car. I'll tell you what. You can push it in. You can shove it in. You can do whatever you want. You get it in here. I'll give you $1,000 for it. That's right. Maybe more, but I'll at least give you $1,000 for your car. Come take a test drive for our new Ford. Tell you what. You like to drive big and you want a minivan, but you want something a little sporty. Get a new Ford Sport minivan. It's a great minivan with a little bit of style. I'll tell you what, if you don't want to throw in the towel already just because you got kids and you still want a little sport and a little bit of classy to drive, you're going to love the new Ford R-Star minivan. It's a great car. You're going to love it. You're going to come down here. We got everything. We got hot dogs, everything, kites. We got things for the kids. We got drums. We got a lot of shit. We got dildos. You shove them up your ass, you'll have a good time.
Todd, imagine that you're a doctor now. Like, you're a doctor trying to sell someone on something like that with that same
Listen,
approach.
Your back hurts. I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to walk around with your back hurt. You can't walk around with your back hurt. How long, Lee? You're going to walk around with your back hurt. Your shoes hurt. Everything hurts about you. But I'm going to tell you, if you're going to get into this medicine, you're really going to like it. Everybody gets to a certain age where they are vitamin and they have deficiencies in their body. You can juice and you can do everything you want to keep up with the vegetables in the world, but you're never going to give your body the replenishment it needs. If you take this vitamin, it's one vitamin. It's called a STU-54. You're going to take one in the morning. You're going to feel great. You're going to feel good all day. Everything's going to work better. You're going to have a lot more energy. These are the type of vitamins you need. And I'll tell you what, if you're asking me if I'm on them, you're damn right I am. And that's where I get the energy that I have right now. If you want to have the energy I have, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to call up right now. You're going to call the number on your screen. It's 800-888-888. Take care of yourself, goddammit. That's right. Let me say it one more time. 1-800-888. Take care of yourself. myself,
now
goddamn.
Yeah, now your husband telling his wife he's going to leave her.
I'll tell you what. I got to tell you the truth. It's not you, and I don't want to disappoint you. And I know we got kids, but I waited until the kids were all in high school, and I'm going to tell you this right now. And, honey, I don't know what to do about it. But it's not your fault. It's not my fault. If there's any way you could be civil at this, I would totally love it. But I'm not happy anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do anymore, but I woke up one day, and I realized I'm not happy. And I thought, oh, my God, are you happy? If you're happy, then I guess I should be happy. But I'm not happy. You're
God,
not happy.
You're the first man to walk on the moon.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm not actually the first man to walk on the moon. I'm the second man to walk on the moon. And all I can think about the first guy, all he said is one small step for mankind. Are you fucking shitting me? That's I'm going to say a lot more than that. I'm walking on the motherfucking moon. Can you fucking believe it? God damn it. Here I am. I never thought I'd walk on the moon. I'm just a regular guy from Newport, New Jersey. And now I'm here. I'm walking on the goddamn moon. Look at me. I'm walking all over the fucking moon. When I was a little kid, some people dream of being firemen. They dream of being cops. Never in my wild goddamn imagination did I think I'd walk on the motherfucking moon. So one small step for mankind and one small step for the back. Fuck that. I'm walking on the moon, motherfucker.
Bravo.
Oh, my God.
So you're always setting up James Adomian and other people's here, but we got you know someone teeing up for Todd Glass there.
Thank you. I could do that.
805 for the call.
Tom Likas. Does she give good pork?
One time he said that when he was imitating the fat. What happens is eventually when you're hateful, your mouth gets fat with hate. And you choke on your own words. You know those people. There's so much hate in their mouth that they eventually have fat hate mouth and they talk. And that's what a lot of those. That's what I don't like to make fun of people's. You know what? I don't. I could do better than that.
No, but you're talking about a contagious attitude.
Talking about a contagious bloated attitude. There can
yes,
be someone
like sort of this anger and hatred. I'll give you the opposite. Every Sunday, my wife watches this show called Super Soul Sunday, and it's Oprah, and she always interviews like someone like Deepak Chopra. And I would watch it as like because it was funny. Like, oh, she's into this shit. But then it makes your whole day really upbeat and good.
Yeah,
and then we eat breakfast, and then it's like your ice cream song.
You're walking around
going, hey, I'm pretty happy.
Ice cream? What are you talking about? Before we play the ice cream song, I do want to say something. I'm serious about this. No. There's somebody else. I don't like to go for people's weight because there's someone else. Rush Limbaugh happens to be heavy. And when you use
that. That's not why he's an asshole.
No, because there's someone else that's kind and gentle and decent and wonderful and giving and caring that happens to be very overweight and is loving. So it's just a characteristic that happens to be of him. Go in for what he does that makes you angry.
I think it's shtick. A lot of it maybe.
Well, whatever. That's another discussion. But I'm saying, let's say whatever we think it is, go in for something and be. Give a punch and give a jab and give a, you know, but for what's deserving, what bothers me about him is in his weight. It's just a cheap shot.
No.
That's why I catch myself. Yeah. I'm okay.
But didn't you find him liking him a little bit when you found out he had the drug problem?
He never admitted it. That's why I didn't like him at all.
He came out a little bit. But the other thing he did recently, he was crying a little bit on the air because his dog died. And you go like, oh, he is like that seven-year-old Rush Limbaugh loved his dog.
Well, let me tell you something. Hitler loved dogs.
Yeah, that's why I love Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler loved dogs. Hitler.
Ice cream, the recipe's nothing serious, but ice cream makes everyone so delirious that ice cream.
Wait, get ready again. Ready? Here's something you'll never hear. Back in the day. We come back, we'll take a break, and Hitler is in studio. We'll talk to him.
Ice cream, the recipe's nothing serious, but ice cream
God,
makes
anybody
so
whose
delirious.
Last name was Hitler. Anyone whose last name is Hitler changed it. In fact, on the cover of Life magazine during World War II, there was an American private named Adolf Hitler, and they did a story about the American soldier named Adolf Hitler. But since then, no one got named Adolf, and anyone whose last name was Hitler just fucking changed their name.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? It's like I saw one guy at a department store once. What's going over here? You have to pee? Okay. What, did you bring an old lady? I just put like 20 Tic Tacs in my mouth. I thought you were going to be talking longer. But
I was worried because we were talking about Rush Limbaugh, and he went to that New Mexico military academy. So he's probably like, you know, really right wing.
I want to talk about him crying about his dog.
Who, Rush?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He closed out like a Friday show last week. A lot of people have been calling, and I don't really want to talk about this, but since people have asked me, I've decided to tell you that we had to.
Yeah, well, here's,
put her down.
Here's what I would say. I'm glad that a man that in time we will get to see spread a lot of unnecessary hate, and it'll cause so many people pain because of the things he said, and not by being just caring and giving, understanding, and thinking he was so right, but directly caused a lot of people heartache when he could have been doing the opposite for so many people.
Right.
Spreading the love and kindness like Mr. Rogers, and just over caring, and when he just said everything that was wrong. So how do I feel about that? He was crying about his dog. At least he stopped somewhere and had some decency in him. Good. I'm glad that the story isn't he did all that, and when his dog died, he didn't give a shit.
Right.
But it doesn't have anything to do with all the other. So yeah. That, by the way, I'm not saying it to you because I want to go. Oh, it makes you like him a little. Fuck that. You know. Fuck him.
Yeah,
he's just the opposite of loving and caring.
Well, that's exactly right, because if you think of Mr. Rogers and then Oprah, who I watched sort of as a joke with my wife, but then realized like, oh, I get what she's saying. She's sort of very simplistically talking about an attitude of love and compassion, and there's no complication to that. But if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, there's a lot of twisting of logic and warping your thought process to get where he arrives at, and it's really. Based on not love.
You know what you said when you said, you know, because I've said this before on the show, we're never too kind to a group. That's why even if something confuses me, hey, I heard they're giving dolphins citizenship and blah, blah, blah. I'm basically right. And someone goes, what do you think? Good. I want to be on the right side. Good. Let them. I'm not going to be the guy who goes, oh, that's when they lose people. Who knows why? I need to know the details. So I always err. Yes, when people go, I always err. So going back to guys like, you know, anybody who spreads hate and just they don't think they are.
No, they don't think they are.
Of course they don't think they are.
But if you look at his message, it's so twisted and convoluted and so mentally warped.
I'm sorry. That's what I wanted to react to. Remember the wrestler? That went off on the the football player that went off on in the, and they said he shouldn't be talking about it, and it was a while back. He was a football player and he was very pro that comparing, he said somebody in the football league said you shouldn't compare Jackie Robertson to something in the you know, you remember,
right, yeah I can't remember the
and
specifics.
He said, you know, and he oh, or you know, and he said he wasn't okay with gay marriage, and he said you should keep that to yourself, and he went no, and he went off, and somebody in the football league was saying I'm a little high, and it's not good to have conversations like this when you're high, but he went out on a limb and he went, you know, the flips, this does come sort of half circle that you have to do to not see what's, it's the same thing, you have to do flips and bends, you're, what are you, an acrobatic? It's acrobatics.
Right, yes. It's mental,
it's like,
acrobatics.
Because believe me, if you're not putting a lot of thought into it, it's the same. It's
right.
Believe me, you think it's over being overthought. No, rights are rights. And when you are the one that's got to do flips and backs, it's like I say, when you're racist and when you are black and homophobic, or if you are gay, and I've said this a million times, if you are gay and you are racist or sexist, oh my God. You are an acrobat. The flips you have to do, the flips and turns and twirls that you have to do to not say to yourself, I'm turning around and doing the same fucking thing to another group. You don't do that to yourself. Obviously, they don't. So how do you not do that? You make twists and you try to convince yourself, no, this is different. My rights were, I should have had. Their rights, they don't deserve. And that's the big thing. You do flips and turns, yeah, and
it's
back.
It's called cognitive dissonance. There's an actual word for it.
How are you fucking not walking around out of breath? The flips and turns that you have to do, right, to not be fair.
Right. When you have to store two things in your mind that contradict each other, it's called cognitive dissonance. And people live their whole life like that, but it takes a toll on you, and a lot of people think that's where all neurosis and psychosis comes from, is this cognitive dissonance, forcing yourself to believe two things that can't both be true. And I think that's what's going on. For example, you are a Christian and you believe these things, but you also listen to Rush Limbaugh, that's cognitive dissonance. You can't have it both ways, but people live their whole life that way. But somebody sent a letter, and you forwarded it to me. And a couple of weeks ago, I said something that I don't exactly agree with, and I said we don't need government. I was sort of pissed off and disappointed at Obama because he's just not what we thought he was, or he's not able to be what he thought he was.
But because we're in such a silly show. Go ahead.
But all I wanted to say was to that person, and I responded to them. It wasn't that. That was coming off of a feeling of disappointment about how Obama, or it seems like all of our representatives, don't really give a shit about us or can't really stay in office and appear to give a shit about us. But the point I'm making is when you have a society, then you have rules. Before there was a society, before there was government, there was just groups of people. And if two guys wanted to get married, they fucking got married. And everyone around them said, well, they need to get married because they need to be with each other. And there was no judging of it. And there was no comparing it to other tribes of people. It's like they made their own rules there. And that's what I mean about we don't need government to do things for us. That shit went on when we were cavemen.
Well, but aren't we going full circle? You're not really taking a different stance. You're just repeating what you said before, which a lot of people go, yeah, I get it, but it's not that black and white, because I'm sure if the government was me, let's say I'm government, let me be a person.
Okay.
I'm going, Tom, I couldn't agree with you more. When I had to put a baby in a seatbelt that day, you think I fucking like that? We had to make a rule for a human being that you have to strap. So yeah, we thought we're butting in. It's someone else's child. You think we like, we had to go, but we had to make a rule, strap your baby into a car. So there are things that the government does.
Right, right.
So here's when we get into that area of like, and by the way,
but I'm saying before there was government, there were these same issues.
But sometimes things get more complicated and things move on and we need some sort of...
Absolutely.
Because government has done good things too.
Right, this is we agree. But right. My point was I was so disappointed where our government is that I threw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, because that... I'm glad you said it that way, because you know what? And believe me, you know I love you and to death, but... To me, that started smelling like, oh, just giving up. It's all the same. And I'm more positive than that. At the end of all my complaining.
No, and they're not the same when you're talking about social issues.
Some people, by the way, some people might think they are. And I understand that. Some people might go, no, it's the same. And they know more than me. But I still have to somewhat, not delusionally be positive. Or maybe. But I don't think so. That there are people that can come into office and do good things, even though they might do some of the same bad. That they can do some of the same shit that every other motherfucker did. And then some extraordinary, amazing stuff. And I hold on to that. So part B says, yeah, I know it. They're saying the government, and they take the money, and I hope with all the bullshit that they do, that last goddamn guy did, along with that, some brilliant things. And I think that can happen. And I don't have to let go of that. Yeah. Oh, it's all the same to me is like, then why, you know, just throw in the towel. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. But what I'd like to point out is that we did a reverse on the Todd Glass Show. What we did is start out of our minds silly, and we ended and twisted around to a very serious discussion about issues.
Would you like, I have something I'd like to give you.
Go ahead, Todd.
Ice cream, the recipe's something serious, but ice cream.
I'm voting for her for president.
It's okay. We go wherever we go. We go wherever we go. It is time. What other? Were there any more of these? There's so many versions.
How are those Tic Tacs? Pretty good, are they? You enjoying them? Guess where I found them. Remember I told you I went to the bus station?
You found these?
Somebody spilled a bunch of Tic Tacs. I think they're Tic Tacs. They're rolling around in the men's room floor. I scooped them up, put them in a little container, and I thought, Todd will enjoy these Tic Tacs.
Go ahead.
They may have been urinal cakes.
Wait.
That sounds like a different language.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure it does.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it sounds like a different language.
Tom, it's English.
See, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But to me, it sounds like it's a different language.
Tom, oh my God, you walked in here with a chip on your shoulders.
No, I'm just saying, I can only tell you what my ears are telling me. My ears are decoding the sounds, the waveform data, and it's going in and it sounds like it's not English.
Remember this? Does this ring a bell?
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down.
Breaker 1-9.
The old CB was blaring away on channel 1-9.
I've got a hard on.
A little boy's voice on the radio.
Oh, wait, not with this bit.
And he said, Breaker 1-9, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear.
Breaker 1-9, this is Teddy Bear.
I keyed the mic and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air.
Yeah, I'm bored
over
here.
Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?
Can
I
you
told
come?
Him my handle and Then he began.
Can you come by and get me in my house?
I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there.
But I wanted to know if you could
Mom
come by.
Mom says you're busy and
Mom
for me
says
to
you're
stay
busy,
up there.
But I wanted to know if you could get off
but
the highway
see,
and come by my house.
I get lonely and it helps to
And
talk.
I get lonely.
Because that's
could you
about come, all I
could
can
you,
do.
Could you take your entire rig off the highway and bring it through the little neighborhood
I
streets?
I came back and told him to fire up that mic. And I'd talk to him as long as he liked.
Thank you. Could you come get
this
me?
This was my dad's radio, the little boy said.
This was my dad's radio.
Oh, shit.
But
what
I
happened
guess
to his
it's
dad?
Mine and Mom's now.
Look, I don't like where this is going.
Because my daddy's dead.
Oh!
It's so sad.
Dad had a wreck about a month ago.
Oh, no.
No, my mommy's
was
still
trying
fine.
Trying to get home in a blinding snow.
I think this trucker's trying to paint himself a saint.
Yeah.
And I said it when I played this 2 years ago. Everything he says about himself.
With my two crippled feet.
Crippled feet?
She says
no, he's stacking it. He doesn't need to go to crippled feet.
You don't need
feet.
To reference a no. child as crippled feet. No. There's a kinder way to say it.
But he didn't even need the crippled feet. We're sold.
You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else.
This is
see.
The kid.
Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But, you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home.
Oh, fuck. The kid's working but, him now.
I guess it's...
Yeah, by the way, I talked to the mom. Dad never took him for rides in the truck. He's a liar.
No.
One breaker came on the old CB. That's that little crippled boy.
By the way, crippled boy, I know I'm laughing at the right thing. Because it was...
It was
what year was this song
It
made?
Was a different time.
Yeah.
It's like, it even says the way we treat people that are handicapped is not as morbid. It's not as... There's just the word crippled, even though I know you think... That's why I get why people want to change words. There's
yeah.
one we never
yeah,
thought
yeah.
of. Because there's words we always talk about we're not supposed to call people. And then when a group of people wants a new word. Like, just I get it. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never thought of that word.
Right,
crippled. My crippled feet. You go, well, the person is crippled. He's not disrespectful. He's going to... There's just a tone of,
right.
you know...
Well, I remember when I was in Ireland maybe 15, 20 years ago, and I saw this statue of a saint, and it had a sign on it, something like collecting money for blind boys. Not even girls, just boys. Fuck blind girls. This is
the
just
blind
for the blind boys. This charity only gave a shit about blind boys.
We're collecting money for blind boys, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I got some money for you, but I just really want to give it to my daughter.
Sorry.
Does your money go to the
we
girls?
Only care, no. Well, the blind girls will be fine. These are for blind boys.
Oh, no. Where do I give money for blind girls?
They can't. They're being pushed off.
Well,
the
they need our money, too.
No, they'll be taken and fed to
roll it.
Stock farm animals.
So,
what happens?
Of a little southern town.
Oh, he's starting it all over.
Yeah, what happens? Like, what does he take the kid for a ride?
He does. He takes the honest. Oh, sorry for moving my mic.
Wait, don't tell me what happens. I bet. Just okay. I'm guessing what happens. He takes him for a ride. It turns out he's not a trucker at all. He's an alien, and he takes him in a spacecraft, and he takes him away, and takes his DNA. Is that where we're going with this on?
No.
No? All right. I thought that kind of seemed pretty obvious.
You were pretty specific. he drives him around, and he has a, and he said what happened was, can I tell you the ending?
Does he buy him new crippled feet?
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. You know when they have ads now in the Olympics where people, the runners have the, even like there's the fake prosthetic legs, but then there's also the metal things.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
I love that there's the ones brave enough to show those, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
And it's almost, can I say, look, you understand what I mean. The fact that they have made it almost in a weird way not to be, can I say, cool? Do you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Totally. Yeah,
like,
the Blade
like
Runner
if you're a young kid and then you see someone out there and they're running and that's part of who they are and it's like and they're fucking an athlete and that's you accept it. When you first see it, it's like a little bit like – but then the more and more you see that, it's not something you have to hide. And that's what I also love about a generation we're living in. You know, I love that we lived in an era where they didn't show handicapped people. Now, do they need to show more? Yeah, they fucking do. But I don't think the question if we're trying to be half positive is could they show more? Although that's a great conversation to have down the road, I think the conversation to be half positive is, why the fuck didn't they show any in the 50s?
Right.
What, there were no handicapped people? You look back, why would there be a time when there wouldn't be any? Even if they went, like in the 40s and 50s when you went, well, there was only about 2% handicapped people in commercials. There were none.
Right.
Like,
zero.
Why? What was the answer to that? And don't tell me there weren't ramifications that had to do with why they did that that led to other of the...
Well, I'll tell you why.
Is that right, the word I said?
Yes, but I think what we're talking about is our lives are short, so we only see certain segments of it. But I'm reading this book right now called... it was written like in 1999. It's called The Four Turnings, and it talks about how these cycles that we go through and these 20-year cycles. And basically, it's like sort of the seasons. You have this 25-year or so cycle of building up, then peaking at 25-year cycle, then a 25-year cycle of decline, then a 25-year cycle of rebuilding. And that's what we have. And so in the 50s, when TV happened to be invented, it was during the time of just sort of conforming and peaking. And these things have happened probably 80 or 90 years ago in very predictable patterns. There just was no TV. So what we have is we're away from that time. We have a new era. But I think that like kids born now, maybe when they make TV again, they won't be making these sort of like gory, death, depressing, weird destruction things. All their stuff will be upbeat and about joining up and rebuilding and conforming. These are cycles.
So you're being positive.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how it is. There's just no way around it. I mean, I'm not saying their values are the same. The values will be different, but the attitudes are similar. The conforming. For example, you didn't grow up around here. I moved to California in 74. And I lived around a lot of Mexican-Americans. And back then, all the Mexican-American guys my age don't speak Spanish. They only speak English. And like one of my friends married a girl from Mexico, and he had to learn to speak Spanish. And that's just one of the things that's different. There was this sort of conforming attitude. If you see a guy my age whose parents are Mexican, they usually don't speak Spanish very well. You know what I'm saying, Aristotle? And so that was sort of coming off that era. Now that's fucking crazy. Why wouldn't you try to preserve your culture and learn a language? It doesn't even make sense.
I'm a little lost.
That's all right. It's just California culture.
No, I don't mind. I like to learn. I don't just because I would rather it didn't fake it. Like, is that you're saying why do they let go of their...
Yes. And what they did is because they were steeped in that era of everybody conforming and sort of pulling their weight. Because, you know, they just come off this World War II time, and now...
What year is this you're talking about?
We're talking about, like, after World War II, sort of like 46, 47, all the way to, like, 63, they say. That's where you break it, where they say... They have these turning points they talk about, and Kennedy being shot is the turning point that's kind of started the new era, which eventually started, like, 68, 69, where there was sort of the taking down, the destruction, the sort of rebelling.
You know, I gave you a story about... A guy that shot someone because he was bad at karaoke.
Oh, that's right.
Did you?
That's why they killed JFK.
Can you read it? What?
JFK was singing karaoke.
Did
and
they have karaoke? They didn't have
this.
Karaoke back then.
Don't you remember JFK singing karaoke? You have a recording of that, I think, somewhere.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, no, you should be doing it.
You should be doing it.
I was trying to set him up there.
I know. I forgot. I couldn't. Wait. We don't have really any karaoke music. We're going in for the clothes.
All right. Do you want to hear the story about the man shot for bad karaoke?
Bubba.
All right. So this happened where in...
ice cream. The recipe's something serious, but ice cream.
Seriously, don't keep doing that. We have to go in for the clothes. Don't. Shut it off. Don't keep doing that. Seriously. Let him read his letter.
Okay, so I'm going to read it without interference from the ice cream.
Hey,
lady,
seriously,
right?
Turn it off.
In my class about how to be a radio announcer, I was told that we wouldn't have interference if it was a professional setup. So I'm hoping I won't have interference during my news story.
Seriously, Jake?
Okay.
No bullshit. Let him. Look at me. Let him play a song.
Okay, and can I come off you? Seriously, I want to come off Todd. Todd's doing the traffic, and I'm doing a news story. We can't have this fucking annoying singer. Todd, finish the traffic report, and then I'm doing a news story.
What's going over there, Tommy?
Thanks, Todd. Is it hot enough out there for you?
This is a real story.
Yes. Todd.
I love your sound like in the morning shows.
A man was shot for bad karaoke. I know. Well, it's not so funny as it turns out. A man was shot.
Hold on here, Carol. Where's this going on?
Well, it turns out in the Philippines, a man was shot for singing out of tune at a karaoke bar. Todd,
this is the song he was singing.
No, Todd, that's the same song as before. I'm doing a serious news story.
Can I tell you? This is a real story, right?
Yeah.
To George Carlin,
right?
Good.
A man was shot in a karaoke bar in the Philippines.
Good. When someone's singing "Bad My Way" or some bad Sinatra song, you just, you know, you want to shoot him.
Well, that's what happened at the end of the story. It says the Frank Sinatra classic "My Way" was reportedly been banned from some bars in Manila, which is in the Philippines, because it was leading to too many fights. So the guy was singing. He was singing.
We have a recording of it.
Oh.
Play the recording.
A Filipino guy singing
"My Way"? No, there's somebody singing "My Way." We have a recording of it. You can hear the crowd in the background getting upset. Can you play it?
I actually read that story, and I think it was like a little kid. You know,
yes.
He was like 12 years old.
Was he? Yes.
Oh,
play it.
I didn't realize that.
You suck! You suck! You shouldn't be singing this song. It's not right for you.
Only Manny Pacquiao should sing in karaoke bars in the Philippines.
Get off the stage.
We're going to shoot you. Wow, good timing.
I knew that he was going to play that, but I didn't realize how it would be so, like, just so wrong. Play it again and do it again. Play it again. Okay.
We're going to shoot you.
You suck.
Oh, shit. I meant metaphorically. Who shot him?
I'll say it to you.
He's still alive.
I'll say
am I certain?
Now he's really dead.
All right, everybody, that's the show. Hold on, shut this off.
Todd, you want to bank a couple shows? Just, I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
But that's our show. I love it. I love it. I love you. I just want to make sure I give you everything that you deserve as an audience. Seriously.
What do you want? I want food and pussy.
who did this song? All right. I guess it must
be okay. Lyricist Joe.
Genius Joe. What do you
want? Genius Joe. I want food and pussy. How come? No. It's just the way God made me. Is it all right? I guess it must be okay. Dan Mintz for sale. Shang-a-lang-lang-lang. Two little children lying in bed. One was sick and the other was dead. Went to the doctor and the doctor said, what do you want? I want food and pussy. How come? It's just the way God made me. Is it all right? Well, everybody, yes, it must be okay. I'd like to go out with an interpretive... Could you shut all the lights out here in the house? No, can you? Seriously? Over there on the board, all the stage lights out. And I like to close the show. Thank you. No, that's on the wall over here, Aristotle. You're great. Shut those off completely. All right. Come on back over here, Aristotle. I appreciate it. You did a great job, Aristotle. You good? Are you okay? You seem frustrated. That's all right. We all are. We all put in a hard day's work.
All he's had was two pretzels in the last 6 hours.
Thank you. I give a good show. I give our listeners their money's worth. And thank you very much, everybody, for coming by. Robbie
Ari.
Kirkhoff. Hey, I'm Robbie Kirkhoff.
Hey,
go fuck yourself. Hey, I'm Ari.
Thank Ari for leaving his post at the military academy.
My name is Ari. I come by. I live in the fucking West Hollywood. I come over there. You fucking talk funny to me. I punch you in your face. Hey, I'm a real man's man down there. I go out every night. I do my comedy. My name's Ari. You know Robbie Kirkhoff? He can go fuck himself. My name's Ari.
Shit. Ari, why would you say that?
Because...
Right, hey, Ari, you shouldn't really talk like that.
No,
you know what? He's a good guy.
Really...
I don't care. My name's Ari. What's my last name? I'm so drunk, I can't even remember.
Bannis?
What kind of fucking name is that?
Talking to himself.
A cool name, me.
What kind of fucking name is that?
Oh, yeah, I don't know why he didn't know his own name.
Because he just found out what his name was.
Right. He's been at that academy a long time.
Everybody, close your eyes. I want to thank everybody, Aristotle. I know this went long, and it doesn't usually go this long, but you've been great. You know, you are a breath of fresh air. Katie was right about you. I make it all positive. It'll shut him the fuck up. I'd like to close with a little whist with the audience. Everybody, close your eyes. This is the way we're going to end the show, and you'll hear it fade out. Do, 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 do. Can I get some reverb? Do, 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 do. Do this with us, everybody. Come on, everybody at home. Bing, 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 bing. That's our show.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.